Tomorrow's News Today.
Dear ICE, here's a message from your friendly neighborhood leftist. Not all of us are going to stop at snowballs in the future. So maybe think twice before you just start randomly shooting into vehicles. And some of us aren't just going to randomly fire into things. Some of us actually know how to aim. So, you don't have to take my advice if you don't want to. But I'm pretty sure we're going to hit a tipping point pretty soon. And if you guys don't reconsider your tactics, you're going to start going home in body bags. Or Ziploc bags. I really don't give a shit either way.
Hundreds of clips of leftists saying they're going to start shooting and killing ICE. Now, they've been saying this all last year already, but now they're intensifying it. Now, you know, even before President Trump was reelected, I hammered this plan, and I said they would specifically use immigration raids as the trigger to claim Trump's a dictator and launch a violent uprising. Because they produce movies about it, that's in the Podesta plan, and they're doing it. And the left knows that most cities are controlled by Soros DAs and judges and mayors and governors. So they believe this is a communist takeover. They are actual communists, most of them. They're read in on it. And they believe even if they spend some time in jail in the interim, they'll be released and be heroes and be given powerful positions in the new dictatorship. I can show you their training manuals, their training videos, all of it. The woman that was blocking ICE and driving in front of him and then tried to run over the officer and hit him, the ICE agent, Miss Good, it turns out had hammer and sickles, Antifa, anti-ICE stickers on her car, and they've confirmed, even local news has admitted, that she was part of a training group at her child's school. That's the Department of Education for you. Turning out their new army of soccer moms. And then I have new videos every few hours all over the country. Not just ICE, now when liberal women, mainly white women, see any type of federal officer, even in a parking lot or anywhere, they just block their cars and get in their faces. And you see tow trucks coming in and grabbing federal vehicles. I mean, it's all a bunch of wannabe do-gooders that believe they're actually fighting Hitler. Renee Nicole Wood was a Minneapolis ICE watch warrior. Yeah, she had a sticker on her car, too, that said Antifa Super Soldier. We have video of it coming up. Who trained to resist the feds, who are simply following federal law. Trump has deportations ratcheted up to one-fourth of what Obama did and about half of what his previous record was. Because back then, Obama had inherited a huge enforcement system. And back then, they knew that was unpopular. You can't flood the country that bad. So they would actually deport people. Now, Trump's trying to ramp up his system, and it's intensifying, but we have all these mayors, all these governors, all these police chiefs, all these prosecutors saying, get the F out of our towns. You're Hitler. We see you here. We're coming after you. Then you've got all these paramilitary types out there with body armor and saying, I'm a veteran. Second Amendment. That's what it's for. Take out ICE. So this is it, and I'm going to explain what comes next. Now we enter false flag zone. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity.
The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it took the Democrat Globalist Party, the Communist Party, the Black Rod Party, 11 and a half months to finally get one dead agitator activist. Hundreds of rammings, dozens of shootings, Border Patrol killed, ICE wounded, rocks bouncing off their heads, their vehicles being shot up countless times, almost total news blackout, Antifa, Trantifa shooting up their vans, killing illegals that are in the back because they're too stupid to know to shoot at the front. Let's not give them tips, though. All of this, and they finally get one woman whose wife is now public and is in the videos, getting out of her car, so proud of her wife, who traveled hours to get there from another town, to then drive around blocking ICE. And when they try to come over and talk to her, she ran over one of them. He bounces off the front of the hood, shoots her. And the corporate media days later still won't show the frontal and side shots. Anderson Cooper last night was showing like a ring camera from the side and saying, we don't know why she was pulling in front of vehicles and driving around. Who knows? Maybe she was looking for something. And they don't show you the footage of her running into him at high speed. So it's a deadly weapon, 3,000 pounds. It is a good shoot, as they say. And the guy 6 months ago got all these stitches on his arm and leg, drug hundreds and hundreds of yards by an illegal alien criminal gangbanger who had a huge rap sheet. So that notice you never heard about that. That's the level of violence they're under. ICE is the underdog. ICE is David. The 40 million illegals brought in under Obama. And then Biden, about 20 million under Biden. It's not 11 like they say. Border Patrol has released the real numbers. Large portions of them are hardened criminals. And you got 10,000 ICE agents. It'd been cut in border enforcement and internal enforcement to 5,000. Trump's scaled it up in a year to 10. It's about to go to 20. You got big federal funding in Congress and the big beautiful bill. When they're done, they plan to have 50,000. That's 50,000 against 40 million. And then all the wine aunts and all the soccer moms and all the rainbow-haired crazy ladies who at their leftist churches and at the schools and the colleges everywhere, we've showed you the training videos, say, we're going to kill ICE before this happened. And they are just ramming their vehicles and running them over and all of it. And these women believe they are heroes. And they say, anybody who wants to come here can be here. Then they find out they're kicking kids out of their own public schools to house illegal aliens at public schools. And people show up in Chicago and Minneapolis, you know, all over. And I've got the videos. Yesterday I didn't get to it. We should play it. And the teachers go, oh, we're calling the police, private property. You can't be here. And the guy's like, no, I identify as a migrant. So they're all about their walls and their control, but you don't get yours. So here's the deal. You know, I called this, and it wasn't hard to call. That's been my extreme frustration. It's the Podesta plan. It's all their other public statements. It's all the movies they produced in the last few years building up to this civil war, one battle after the next. And they tried to get this going in the spring. They tried to get it going in the summer. So much violence, so many assaults, so much ramming, firing guns at them, taking over L.A., raining concrete blocks down the police and feds' heads. And by a miracle, none of these leftists ever got killed. And you've seen the footage in L.A. where you'd have ice driving 50 miles an hour down the road, and people would just run out and jump in front of the vehicles and then bounce off and break their legs, and the news would announce, ICE just ran over a man, and then a day later, the video comes out. They're just driving down the road to a crazy person, just rah, jumps in front. And then you've got all of the MSNBC and Axios and articles about we need blood. We need somebody to kill. We need ICE to kill some of our people. And so they literally send out on their millions of emails through all the different Soros groups. We've shown them to you. We need you to get aggressive. We need one of you to be a martyr. Just who knows who it'll be, but we need you to get out there. We need you to get killed. I'm going to show you the articles and videos. I mean, look, I know these women are stupid and think they're these angels, but, I mean, they know what they're doing. And the feds have been told that they're doing constitutional duty to be extremely restrained, but not to die. But the left is asking their people, go out and suicide by cop so we can play victim. So now we're, what, 3 days into this? 4 days, going to 4 days, and you don't see any channel but Fox, it's mainstream media, showing that she's, quote, an Antifa super soldier, that she's part of ICE Watch, that she's a, quote, mommy warrior. They're still just showing back shots saying, look, he killed her for no reason. That is premeditated agitation, is beyond yelling fire in a theater, and I have literally dozens of the most insane videos from Maine to Oregon to Washington to Illinois to Texas to New York, and they're all like, this guy's a murderer, he murdered her, remember her name, be a good person and get out in the streets right now. I shouldn't be in this city. It's all illegal. You get the hell out of here. And Walls is like, let's be peaceful, but I got the National Guard. I may use them to counter the feds. We haven't had to do this since 1863 at the start of the Civil War, when Minnesota was in the front line. What? That's the opposite. This is rogue states with Soros, Democrat-controlled DAs, mayors, governors, judges, doing the same thing that the Democrats did back in 1863, just like I've been saying. Trump's 100% following the law. All the courts have agreed. My God, they focus mainly on illegal aliens that have giant rap sheets. Remember all the crimes the guy that was convicted of, that the cop that shot this lady 6 months ago got run over by? It was like pedophilia and armed robbery. I mean, it's like, what the hell? He had drugged hundreds and hundreds of yards with stitches all over his arms and legs and body. And then here comes somebody again, trying to hit him. And you just hit me, lady, with a 3,000-pound weapon. That's the same thing as walking out in the town square and you got your gun and they got their gun in the Old West. And you ram that vehicle, that's the same as pulling your gun, lady, and pulling the trigger. Well, you had a problem because the ICE agent, who they're doxing or demonizing, Jonathan Ross had a big iron on his hip. And can you imagine the adventures he's had in the last year out there? Reportedly, he's had a bunch of other commendations and other stuff. I mean, can you imagine the adventure these men and women are on? I mean, I can't even play. I see hundreds of videos a day of, like, they're just walking, water bottle bounces off their head. They're just driving by. Boom, 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 boom. They shoot their vehicle up. Tranty fuck kills a Border Patrol agent. Serial killer groups out. Three different ICE facilities have been shot up in the last 6 months in Texas alone, and no one even knows about it. Every few hours this comes out. Feds fire shots as illegal alien rams the agent's vehicle, bites officer in St. Paul. See, this is just now coming out. I didn't even know about this. And they tell them, they're Nazis, go get them. And now it's being reported that you'll have federal marshals doing a raid on a drug dealer that isn't even an illegal alien. You'll see it. It happened in Fort Worth a few weeks ago. It also happened in Minnesota about a month ago. And just people go, what are you doing? And they're like serving a warrant. And then here come people just screaming and yelling at them. They're so dumb, they don't even know it's not ICE. I mean, again, as I said a million times, when the feds were being trained for gun confiscation and martial law, and it was insiders that gave us the intel and the documents, we weren't against the government existence. We were against unconstitutional operations. These operations are 100% constitutional. They're doing their duty, and they're the underdog. 10,000 of them against 40 million illegal aliens and 50, 60, 70 million foaming at the mouth leftists? The 300 in Greece fighting the 300,000 of the Persians was less of an underdog. I'm serious. I mean, like, this is ridiculous. So I'm always with the underdogs. Everybody knows that. But they're phrasing it dictator, all this stuff. And Trump just puts a few hundred National Guard here and there to create the illusion of control. I'm just being honest with the audience. Just like you put up a scarecrow so the crows don't, you know, eat the corn. Or you put up a, you know, fake owl at your business so all the birds don't come around and crap on it, you know, the car dealership or whatever. I mean, the truth is, if the communists uprise and really start shooting and killing everybody, it's going to have to be the law enforcement, the citizens, the good sheriffs, and we're going to have to get organized and go to war with them. I don't want that, but they're going to try to frame everything as they're the victims while they're running around killing everybody, and the military isn't going to be able to take care of it. The military can go in and take out the Democrat leaders, but the problem is they've got a communist cell system like Islam where they've already given the order for these uprisings. So even if they launch this and they do send in, you know, Army Special Operations and the Navy SEALs and the rest of it to, you know, go in and grab the globalist leaders and then take them for helicopter rides, the enemy's already fired its order. So you have to understand we're going to have to contend with a major communist uprising. And you better believe people like me got a big-ass target on our ass. So everybody knows, folks, I don't hype stuff. I don't need to hype this, believe me. This is an actual decades-in-the-making Soros Democrat Party New World Order takeover plan. It's official. It's there. I told you. They tried to launch it in the spring. They tried to launch it in the summer and failed, blowing up all the Teslas and Tim Walz's guy killing the Democrats so they can false flag and blame it on Trump supporters and me. And he even writes a letter. They confirm. He said, no, I work for Walz and a false flag. And now Vance has created this task force. But the DOJ, and you know Todd Blanche will just sit on top of it, destroy everything like he always does, but to go after all the tens of billions stolen. It's like, now it's like $90 billion in California and $24 billion in Minnesota and $38 billion we know of in New York. I mean, and if you think the Somalis are getting even the majority of that, you know, it's come out in court cases. But the courts never want to look at that. Oh, 70% is getting shoveled somewhere else. Why do you think all over the country, Democrat judges, when juries find these Somalis guilty red-handed, cases, healthcare facility, $8 million to a P.O. box. No customers, no nothing. Jury convicts him. Judge says, sorry, overturned. Not enough evidence when it was the most clear evidence ever. Because they're protecting their bosses above them. And that's the thing you understand. The Democrats act confident because they're cornered. They are painted into a corner. Their backs are against the wall. They're fully committed because they've committed so much crime. They have nothing to lose. And still the average populist or Christian or conservative, you know, like, oh yeah, the left's crazy. Okay. It's a political fight. Yeah, they're dangerous, but oh, you know, we'll never really have a full communist takeover. We'll never have a full war with Russia. We'll never, no, the hell we won't. And we have Trump trying to reassert basic control constitutionally, basic law and order with the spoiled brat lunatic leftist running around everywhere. So confident that you can go on X, because once you watch one, it'll just start feeding them to you. Hundreds of videos and public officials calling for violence against ICE. I mean, it's illegal. And then you got New York, L.A., Portland, Seattle. I have videos. We'll play right now where they say, we are going to kill all ICE. We're going to burn them down. We're going to kill them all. Quote, kill them all. So the commies have adopted Marine Corps chants. Yeah, well, you're like charging up a hill and you got an actual enemy. Don't get your killer instinct going or you're dead. That's fighting other men in a war. Not, oh, we're just going to run around and kill all the Trump supporters. See, kill them all. Burn them all. Show no mercy. Kill, kill, kill. Get up and fight. Kill Christy Noem. She will hang. And these are tens of thousands of people in New York and other cities. And they got all these sickos like this guy. And all these other paramilitary guys about how, oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm coming to get you. This guy is openly calling for violence. He's openly saying he's going to engage in violence. He's openly doing it. And you know he's in some jurisdiction with a Soros judge. He probably hangs out with him, probably works for him. God knows what he's involved in, what he's doing. At a certain point, you guys want the gloves off. You're going to get them off, son. You think you got that judge protecting? You don't know how. You sit there acting so tough. You better hope your civil war doesn't kick off, boy. Because I'll guarantee you, those of you that have stuck your heads up like that, you're going to get exactly what you're looking for. These people are the scum of the earth. Your sworn enemies. They will put you in a camp and rape your wife in front of you like that. They know what they're doing. They are consciously evil. This is their takeover. They hate hard-working good people. They've tried to divide and conquer us. Go ahead and start rolling some of the clips, and I'll go into the next segment with them. Here they are in New York, everywhere else, just murder, murder, kill all the feds, kill all the ICE, kill, kill, kill. I mean, you've got actual armies, and they're all bureaucrats and professors and scum and pedophiles, and they're all, oh, our Second Amendment's to kill you. And I even saw Jesse Ventura. He used to be a better guy. I think his mind's gone. Everyone should be made to take the shot. I saw him out praising, you know, the people standing up to ICE and saying, back when I was governor, we needed warrants to arrest people. They're court orders. It's not warrants when it's an illegal alien and they've already been in the federal court. It's a court order. You know, like a restraining order or an arrest order, it's stronger than a search warrant. But now, just for everybody, ICE will get warrants as well, just to make it cutesy-footsy. I can't believe it. They're Nazis. Our country, these people are the enemy. He's all like Parkinson's out. I'm not saying it's Parkinson's. It's just sad, man. Hey, to Jesse's wife, who's a nice person, and Tyrell, really nice son, I like you guys, got to keep Pop off the TV, man. this is illegal. These are Nazis. This is... No, it's all completely legal. You're going to get more people killed. Really? Really? Jesse Ventura, he goes, I love Tim Walz. Oh, he's so nice now. So sad, man. Because I'd like Jesse. There's no warrants. He just kept saying, there's no warrants. God, these people, man. He can't be that stupid. Now I think his mind's gone. He made documentary TV shows with me about forced injections and not having medical tyranny, and then years later, he's like, I think everyone should be made to have the shot. They've just given over to this. I saw that clip earlier this morning, and I like literally like I hit the stomach because, you know, I don't really love Jesse, but I like him and used to be friends with him. And I was just, what? He's pure, he's drinking the Kool-Aid, folks. He drank it. The whole pitcher. He plays the Kool-Aid man at this point. All right, I'm sorry. Go to the Channing, murder everybody. And this woman's part of one of these groups of Antifa super soldiers with hammers and sickles on her car, and she's out there doing all this, trying to ram them, and they're all, she didn't do anything. She's just a mom. She's not even a devil. Blah, blah. Yeah, just like, we're supposed to just buy all your lies when it's all part of a globalist plan to take the country down. You have all these sinister sickos like, I got my gun. I'm coming to kill you. Here's Johnny. And they brought in all the illegals to steal the elections, to steal our vote. And, I mean, this is targeting us. And I love the fact that Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, White Americans are all coming together and just not buying this. And the numbers show this is a really bad deal for Democrats. But they still got a false flag planned. Oh, they're going to mow down a big demonstration soon. Guaranteed. And claim some Trump supporter did it. And that's when they really start burning stuff down and killing ICE. And then it's off the races. And this guy that bet against America, let's show him again. Let's go to break and I'll come back with all this. This guy that bet against America, all these people, you're not too smart, are you there, pal? And they're all just so loving and good. Oh, we're going to kill you. Oh, I'm a better shot than you. Oh, you killed an innocent woman. Oh, ICE is willing to take you out, but you want to take them out? And it's all part of a globalist plan. This woman doxing where he lives. Oh, get his family. Yes, get the ICE officer's family. Oh, my gosh. He got run over and drugged before and stitches all over his body for arresting a convicted pedophile and robber. How dare him go out and get drugged 6 months ago? And how dare him, when this woman's blocking him in and driving around recklessly, walk up and ask her to please stop, and she tries to run him over, and he bounces off the hood and shoots her. How dare him? And the corporate media in unison will lie. I will never show you the footage of it happening because they're your enemy. And they're all just foaming at the mouth. You can tell you how many times I've had leftists walk into me in a restaurant and go, I'm going to kill you and your family. Yeah, you want to do something? I just look at them and say, go ahead then, dude. Meanwhile, I've just reached into my waistband and got a gun pointed up to the table at him. I'm like, God, Solo. Guido, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams,
They will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon, polyphenols, and bioparin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we're going to cover the domestic threat funded by the globalists here in just a moment, but then the foreign threat, the heart of the beast, the UN globalist system. Did you know 2 days ago, Trump signed an executive order effectively pulling us out of the UN? This is so massive, it's not getting any attention. The expert on the New World Order, globalism, the head of the John Birch Society, and the head of the New American Magazine, if you want truth, if you want no BS, as accurate as it gets, it's coming up. People ask how I know all this stuff. More than anything, that publication in their books, which I just grew up around both sides of the family everywhere. And my family all knew it was true because they'd been involved in a lot of stuff. It wasn't like they were really learning it from that. They already knew it was true, so they were learning more. So that's coming up. And then we're going to have Kyle Rittenhouse in studio with us for several hours covering the waterfront. And this goes to full civil war. It's going to be the Kyle Rittenhouses that are going to be able to save many communities because these blue cities, the police are under globalist control. They're going to basically stand down. And that's why the communists are so arrogant and feel so powerful about themselves. So it's confirmed that she was a, quote, Antifa super soldier, Antifa super soldier stickers, hammers and sickles. I've got video of that. We'll get to it. That she was at the public school for elementary student, trained and radicalized the last few years. Her husband died. She became a lesbian. Her and her wife went out to LARP. And her wife came out and said, oh, it's my fault I took her out there. Well, I'm glad you're honest about that. because she's blocking their vehicles, getting in front of them. They just come over and like, hey, we want to talk to you. And she tries to ram him, hits him, and she's dead. And you can say, well, this guy almost got killed 6 months ago. Maybe he was a little jumpy, but I mean, you're getting hit and bouncing off the hood of a car. That's an assault with a deadly weapon. Somebody swings a hatchet at you, you can shoot him. Well, this wasn't swinging a hatchet. This was hitting him at high acceleration with the SUV. So that's what you get. And I mean, you look at her, just they think they're heroes. She's a poet. She's out there battling Nazis. No, lady. All these other countries have borders. All these other countries deport people. We've been overrun by your Communist Party that they have the illegals to create the new apportionment. 18 new seats already in the House with the fraud in just the last few years. The Democrats admit it's the plan to never lose an election again. We're fighting for the very existence of the country, bozo. Everybody wants to get in this country because it's better than the others on average. And it's because we were a freer, open capitalist system. Something you don't understand, bozo. And you're dead now. And you got yourself killed. And I'm surprised this didn't happen earlier. I was just thought it was a miracle. And then you notice TDA gang members tried to ram last night in Portland, Oregon. And every time ICE puts out a report, the media says it's not true, comes out later, everything they said is not coming out to be true. Both TDA, both illegal, both, you know, rap sheets, and they tried to run them over, so they shot them. And now they're spazzing out about that. You got everybody ready to attack federal officers. You got everybody ready to kill. Got everybody running around saying we're going to kill you. You got giant rallies in Portland and Seattle and New York and Chicago saying we're going to kill, we're going to hang Kristi Noem. The only good ICE is dead ICE. Burn them. Kill them. Kill them all. Kill them all. I'm going to play the clips. You got tens of thousands of people gathering saying, kill, 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 calling yourselves warriors with your vehicles. And now all of them, I mean, I've got hundreds of videos. Let's say, we got guns. And I told you this years ago when Trump first got elected, I go to the big shooting ranges here in town, and they're like, you go, there's like all this purple hair, green hair, can't tell if it's a man or woman. And they're like, yeah, our biggest customers now are the left. They're all buying guns for the Civil War. So now they finally want to get guns. They finally understand self-defense, but they want it to kill. And everyday videos of them ramming cars and blocking in ICE. And they start screaming in the parking lots, I've got an ICE! I've got an ICE! And other men and women join and block them in. I've got them! I've got them! Help me! I've got the criminals! And the local police won't come and help and won't charge them. And when the feds do charge them occasionally, the DAs let them go and say, good job. That's communism. So they can commit their crimes against us. Okay, play New York, a few clips of New York. Kill them all, burn them all. Only good ICE is dead ICE. Kristi Noem will hang, save a life, kill an ICE. This is the mainline Democrat Party now, okay? They've been in the election for a long time, but now they're externalizing it. They believe this is their big move. And then just segue into these clips of these folks saying, kill, 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 with their guns. We're coming to kill. Here it is.
Oh,
twice. I know people on the internet can see this, and on FM, sometimes AM stations will be a little muddy. Shot 10,000. That crowd is as big as every ICE enforcement officer they got. You understand the underdog situation here for ICE. Civilization. Everything would melt down. The nuclear reactors, everything. So none of these people work. They all just lie around all day.
We got someone with their hands off that over here.
I dedicate that one to Renee Good. When I say Renee Nicole Good, you say presente. Renee Nicole Good. Renee Nicole Good.
Notice a conservative or populist speech is incredible oratory, information, facts, speakers. With them, it's always chanting because it's a Jim Jones cult.
It's for members of marginalized communities.
Thank you.
Are forgotten.
Thank you.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, they get like three times the money veterans get. Four poor disadvantaged groups.
The highest honor a white person can achieve. Race traitor.
Yeah, those white people are bad. Gotta get them. The mayor says they're taking houses from white people in New York.
Restore the honor of accomplice. We're not good!
All right, this goes on forever. We posted the videos as an article on InfoWars where they go into it, and you already heard it. Kill ICE, kill everybody, burn them, murder them, kill them all. In the interest of time, we've got a bunch of guests on their news to get to. Just start going to a small selection of them with their guns saying, we're coming to kill you. Here it is.
Dear ICE, here's a message from your friendly neighborhood leftist. Not all of us are going to stop at snowballs in the future. So maybe think twice before you just start randomly shooting
into vehicles. Pause, back it up again, but from the start. You've not been doing snowballs. Dozens of random white people in the last 5 years for driving trucks have been shot in the head by Antifa and killed. People that go to prayer vigils in cities get followed to the parking garage and shot in the back and killed. You burn down cities. You're not just throwing snowballs. You're throwing blocks of ice hitting our reporter yesterday, Nick Sordor, in the head repeatedly, and the police wouldn't come and help. For simply being there reporting. Not even talking. There in Minneapolis. And then he notices, he says, oh, and I know how to shoot, unlike ICE. No, he rammed her with a car, he bounced off the hood, and he shot her with a triple tap, with precision. So he then even says, oh, I know how to aim. And when he's shooting his M4, he looks like he's scared of it when it's recoiling, which has no recoil, by the way. I mean, I'm not claiming I'm the best shot, but I'm the top 2% or so. You've seen me shoot. Handgun, 100 yards, every time, 4-inch target, bam, 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 300 yards, right in the bullseye, with an M4. I'm just saying, this guy is such a joke. And my shooting compared to these guys that I've been seeing shoot, and I'm like a amateur. So, again, he's like trying to demoralize. Oh, you don't know how to shoot. Give me a break. Let's go back to the scumbag.
Dear ICE, here's a message from your friendly neighborhood leftist. Not all of us are going to stop at snowballs in the future. So maybe think twice before you just start randomly shooting into vehicles.
guy is such a piece of filth. All you got to do is get his hard drive, folks. He's one person.
And some of us aren't just going to randomly fire into things. Some of us actually know how to aim.
So, you don't have to take my advice if you don't want to. But I'm pretty sure we're going to hit a tipping point pretty soon. And if you guys don't reconsider your tactics, you're going to start going home in body bags. Or Ziploc bags. I really don't give a shit either way.
Hey, if you're
Let's stop
nice
there. Back it up. Let's do the next clip. So at 50 yards, he's shooting bullseye and thinks that's impressive. Do it at 1,000, punk. The point is that this guy is spoiling for a war. And if we don't get control of the Justice Department and people like that, that's terrorism. Threatening violence or carrying out violence for a political aim, that's terrorism. That guy is a terrorist. Go to the next comeback. Go back to the last comeback.
Hey, if you're an ICE agent, this might be a good time to kiss your spouse and kids goodbye, because you know what? You might not be coming home tomorrow. Gladly. And your family will be better off for it.
Listen, ICE, if you show up in my neighborhood in the same way that you are unaliving American citizens who pose no threat and abducting people without due process, I will do the same to you. I encourage everyone who sees this video to bear arms and practice your Second Amendment right. It's time to fight fire with fire. Let these f***ers know who has the power.
ICE is willing to take you out, but are you willing to take them out? Y'all seen what happened in Minneapolis with that woman protesting ICE? She got took out today. But are you going to take out an ICE officer? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. Not, oh, we got to get rid of ICE. Yes, we do need to get rid of ICE. But we need to take them out as well. So, ICE gonna take you out, but are you willing to take ICE out?
Very simply, detectives walked into a horror movie come to life the other night, guys. This is an
All right, this is a different clip. We got some clips mixed up here. I was told that was 57. The headline is, liberals are now making threats. That was a liberal grave robbing. It's a separate thing for Satanism. We'll get to that later. Liberals are now making threats against ICE after yesterday's incident. In Minnesota, these are the people that claim that we're being aggressive, but they know exactly what they are doing, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got this woman doxing, showing where he lives, all the rest of it. It's just unbelievable. So here's the correct clip.
Ain't it fun?
Cut it out with their cussing. Say, we're going to kill you. We're going to kill your family.
You guys think that Donald Trump, like, actually cares about you? Like, anyone at this point that is defending this shit, I swear, like, they just murdered a woman in cold blood! How I just left. If you think that you are an outlier and that he cares about you and that Donald Trump's administration cares about you, he does, like, that you, they will kill anyone in cold blood. These are murderous, horrible, horrible f***ing people that this administration is an extension of, and is not an extension of, just downright implementing ICE.
And these are the women running around attacking ICE, blocking their cars, doing all of it. You got Jasmine Crockett saying that Charlie Kirk's premeditated assassination murder is the same as a woman trying to run over and hitting an ICE officer. Two totally different things. She's attacked him with a deadly weapon. She equates that with Charlie Kirk. And she says, you saw how we dealt with Charlie Kirk. We were sad he got killed. No, you celebrated it. She even herself ran her mouth against him and made jokes about it. But now she's like, we were nice about Charlie Kirk. So not only do they lie and say it's the same thing as this, in Minnesota, she lies and says we were nice. Then we have the Chicago police chief actually telling the truth and explaining, you don't want to go ram cars, you don't want to run people over with cars, you're going to get killed. So let's play those two close back to back.
He was shot in her head and y'all are pretending like nothing happened. I remember when Charlie Kirk got killed. Do you remember what our response was? Our response wasn't to sit there and pretend like it was okay. Is it okay because you have a badge? Because the last time I checked, allegedly no one is above the law. Can y'all not just have a little bit of courage and humanity? I am asking if there is anyone that will stand for the very people that elected us and sent us to Congress.
Let me make this clear. Federal agents, ICE, HSI, are officers. They are agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles, it is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. And it's reasonable for them to use force based on those conditions. Do not box in any law enforcement officer. You are breaking the law when you do that. And you are putting yourself in danger. Following law enforcement agents around. The question is why? What do you plan on doing? It's also reasonable for them to believe that you're eventually going to do harm to them. If you ram any vehicle, especially that one that contains law enforcement agents, and that's any law enforcement, local, state, federal, county, and you do this intentionally, this is considered deadly force. Deadly force is anything that can cause great bodily harm or death. When you plow into a vehicle that contains law enforcement agents, you're using deadly force. And they can use deadly force in response to stop you. We need to be clear about these laws. We cannot become a society where we just decide to take everything in our own hands and start to commit crimes against law enforcement. It is a crime. You may not like what they're doing. I can understand that there's a lot of emotions out there, but that does not mean that you get to commit a crime, especially one that could lead to deadly force.
Now, let me explain that. A SUV that she has 3,000 pounds. She was in the Antifa group. That's all public. She said she was going to confront them. She was blocking them, then she tried to kill one of them, tried to run them over. That's a lot more deadly than this big old dagger right here. By the way, these aren't for sale yet. They sold out. Everybody wanted them. These will be for sale next week. This is a World War II modern style remake with the pinup girl on it and the rest of it. If I'm coming at you with this, I'm coming at you with this and trying to stab you with it, do you have a right to defend yourself? Yes, you do. What if I actually stab you in the side like she did with the car? Now, you're not just trying to kill me with a deadly weapon. You're actually assaulting me. You're actually connecting. And they just think you're stupid, folks. They sent them out there to do this. They said they wanted provocations. I haven't even gotten to the documents, the Democrat Party talking points that we have that are public that have even been in mainstream news. That's where we're at. We're going to go to break. We have a new sale. It only runs through Sunday evening at midnight. And you want to take advantage of this. We private labeled, because listeners requested this, the very best bovine colostrum you can get. That's the first 2 weeks of milk of any mammal. Isn't regular milk. It's all the nutrients. It's all the super boosting compounds that do incredible things for your hair, for your skin, for your heart, for your brain, for everything. And our bovine colostrum is the strongest, highest rated from a private label we were able to do. That we don't reinvent the wheel. We just go out and find out whatever's the best. They let us private label it. It's got two other concentrated herbs in it that supercharge it. 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. It is amazing. Starting now through the weekend, when you purchase a tub of bovine colostrum, you get a second one free in Sunday, January 11th at midnight. We just got a new shipment in. The guys at Bigley didn't want me to run the deal until I'm doing it anyways because I don't care. I want you to try and see how great it is. Nature's first superfood rich in immunoglobulins. Supports gut health and digestion, repairs gut lining, and aids in nutrient absorption, strengthens immune defense, provides natural immune compounds and balanced immune response, supports recovery, promotes tissue repair and resilience, enhances stress response. Ingredients like ashwagandha on top of it are amazing. Every purchase on the YellowstoneStore.com gets you 50x entries for only a few days left to win our crossover giveaway. You can win a Ford Raptor plus Super Truck, plus $10,000 cash, and a Ford F-250 diesel, plus $2,000 cash. This is a little weak crossover where you get put in for both sweepstakes and $20,000 in cash. Don't miss this offer in Sunday, January 11th. The coordinates of this amazing deal are theyellowstonestore.com. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with hour number two.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from theyellowstonestore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at theyellowstonestore.com. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock.
put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down.
All right, so the globalists. Klan is in deep trouble. It's not been defeated. Trump is definitely a nationalist, thinks he's doing the right job. Compared to them, it's night and day. We're going to be covering Trump essentially making the biggest moves ever to pull us out of the UN. Coming up next segment, I want to play Larry Grathwald, who was a Green Beret, got recruited by the Weather Underground and the people that advised Obama, and their plan to have uprisings, civil war, race-based systems. Then how they would, back when we were 200 million people, put 50 million of us in camps and kill 25 million of us. So I thought you should just see this to remind you who's programming these leftists you see all over the country. Then we'll come back with our special guest, William F. Jasper, on the current situation. Stay with us.
Larry Grathwall became a member of the Weather Underground organization as an undercover operative for law enforcement agencies in Cincinnati. His role within the organization was to carry directives from the Central Committee to the operating units in the field.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
The strategy of terrorism is bizarre, but it works. It already has succeeded in many countries, and it's well into the middle or final stages of development in the rest of the world. It definitely can happen here. Our defense does not lie in specially trained military units or in new psychological techniques for negotiating with terrorists. The only way to combat terrorism is to prevent it, and that requires an efficient intelligence network. The issue is clear. We must pick up the pieces and reassemble our internal security system. The Marxist-Leninists could never succeed if their intended victims were aware of the strategy and tactics being used against them. By the same token, if these ploys remain unknown to the average person, then no amount of intelligence operations or internal security can protect us. Because innocent people, particularly among the youth who are being exposed to the theories of Marx and Lenin,
just
will
like
fall
woman
into the trap. And new revolutionaries will be created faster than the old ones even can be identified. So the ultimate solution lies in an informed electorate, the rock foundation of any system that hopes to remain free.
Absolutely, and now they're finally making their move. This is the Gooder Dameron.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled means tallow. Out there, you've heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Holding them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Well, the globalists and their communist minions have been trying to take down this country for really 100 years. And there's a global awakening. And we have President Trump that overall is opposing it and is trying to reestablish U.S. sovereignty. And right on time, you see the whole Soros system, as predicted, the Podesta plan, trying to have these uprisings, organizing all these soccer moms to go out and assault and attack and ram ICE, that the corporate media covering up her, trying to run over the agent, them doxing, all of that. It's quite the moment. And we'll get into that with William F. Jasper, the head of the John Birch Society, and the editor there at New American Magazine, really the preeminent long-time organization that's been predicting this and forecasting it and fighting it. So I wanted to get him on. I appreciate him coming on short notice to talk about what happened 2 days ago and got little attention. Trump's order, a new national directive, pulling out of 66 organizations and a bunch of them, you know, top U.N. organizations. I'm not the leading expert on this and all the treaties and things, but to me, it looks like basically essentially pulling out to a large extent, kind of like he pulled out with Liberation Day from the World Trade Organization and said it doesn't have any authority. He didn't officially leave, but he cut its legs off. I want to elaborate on that and then go through the order. We'll put it on screen and what this does, and then also get your take on geopolitics, Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico, Trump announcing he is preparing airstrikes in Mexico on the cartels. William F. Jasper, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure. Glad to be on.
Well, it's got to be historic for you fighting this since you were in college because your parents woke you up, but that's a whole other story. How big is this? Am I reading this wrong? This is essentially the beginning of a pullout or a partial pullout, or I mean, to me, it looks bold.
This is, I think you hit it just right. This is very big. There's been nothing like this ever before in the 80 plus years of the United Nations. So this is historic, and we can get into it. It is not the total answer, of course, because this. All that he did 2 days ago with his executive order of withdrawing us from these organizations, NGOs, and official adjuncts of the United Nations could be reversed by the next administration, which we saw happen previously with UNESCO, with the World Health Organization, etc. So we can get into that. This is very important. But before we do, I just wanted to make note of your opening program. You had the Larry Grathwall interview on there, former Weather Underground undercover operative who exposed the terrorist plan for the United States. And, of course, that was taken from the video documentary 1979, No Place to Hide, The Strategy and Tactics of Terrorism. And so I worked with Ed Griffin on that. I was the research assistant when we put that together with William McElhaney and Ed Griffin. for Congressman Larry McDonald, who was the chairman of the John Birch Society when he was shot down by the terrorist regime in the Soviet Union on September 1, 1983. So
it just shows how much you guys have been the ultimate skin of the game.
Yeah, and so that brought a lot of memories to me, and that's so apropos right now, because when he stated that clear back, I think we filmed it in 79, right after the Sandinistas had taken over Nicaragua, and all of the Weather Underground communist terrorists were down there celebrating this. It sounded so extremely unlikely that this could ever happen. But think of what happened just in the last 4 years under Biden, where 10 to 20 million invaders came across our border. And of course, not all of them are terrorists. In fact, it probably a relatively small number of them are terrorists. But if you get, when you're talking about millions, you can have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of actual agents and terrorists and armed insurrectionists.
Well, we have videos all over the country in the last 3 days of tens of thousands rallying, saying, "Save a life, kill ICE. We're going to hang Noam. We're going to burn them all. We're going to overthrow America." I mean, these people mean business.
Yeah, so this is the communist globalist playbook. And it couldn't have happened without both of those elements. The globalists working at the top, the communists working at the bottom. So you have the revolution from above and below, pressure from above, pressure from below. This has always been the playbook. And now we see it really in operation here. And when, getting back to the United Nations and what President Trump has done with targeting, as you point out, it's 62 or 66 organizations there, some of which are official UN organizations, very important to this whole globalist communist effort to use the environment to turn us into a global Maoist dictatorship. The so-called climate change global warming pact, that has two of the very important elements that are singled out in this executive order are the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That is the supposed scientific body that has given the predicate for.
So I was right when I did my little report last night quickly, where I thought out of all this, that was the most important, because that's the nerve center.
That one and the UN and the UNFCCC, which is the UN Framework on Convention on Climate Change. Yeah, that's right. So we just in November we had the UN COP 30, that's Conference of Parties 30, the 30th one for the global warming, for the climate change. And of course, thank you. You gave a platform to my colleagues, Alex Newman and Andrew Mueller. They were down there. We were the only news organization down there, conservative or independent or skeptic, however you want to put it, down there in Brazil, Belém, Brazil, in November when they had this conference, and they're pushing forward this whole plan to communize the entire planet, to give the globalist and communist controllers absolute power over every aspect of our lives under the pretext of protecting Mother Earth and the environment from what? From carbon dioxide, the gas of life. And it shows how upside down the whole world has become, how totally Orwellian, that something as vital as CO2, which we put into our greenhouses to make the plants grow better, to give us more food, better flowers, etc. And they're claiming that this is such a danger to Americans, to the world, to humans. It's toxic, they say, that we need to have a global lockdown. And that's what they're trying to do. And that's, of course, just one of the the major things that
they literally want to turn
attacks.
The whole earth with smartphones into a giant concentration camp. So, and I want to drill into all this with William F. Jasper, leading expert on this. But don't thank me for having Alex Newman on. Thank you guys for what you're doing. We're all in this together. But we need to focus on this because just because Trump's in there and some populists are getting elected, those are just speed humps. We don't institutionally educate the public and then put up laws and bulwarks against it and then really politically go on offense against the UN for the crimes they committed. But let me give a 35,000-foot view. What do you make of Trump with Venezuela, kind of cut off Cuba, all that? I'm not a regime change guy. Previous wars were for the globalists. I, from what I see, think Trump thinks he's doing the right thing, but I don't trust the CIA and people not to sabotage it, but certainly saying he's going to start striking Mexican drug cartels in Mexico. All of this, from my sources, that the globalists are in full panic mode right now because Trump is just in a raw way exercising power. Take Greenland. We have a deal in the 50s, you know, after World War II, that, you know, perpetuity, kind of like Guantanamo Bay, So all of that, people, I don't think understand that. I don't think it's Trump trying to be imperial. I think it's Trump trying to reassert American dominance when China and everybody else have been given control of the hemisphere. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. And you put your finger on it. This gets complicated because we have had for the past century the U.S. foreign policy and domestic policy being run by globalists as evidenced by the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, etc. They have been running our policy, domestic and foreign, for a century now, and Republican and Democratic administrations. And so one after another, they have undermined our allies and the freedom-oriented governments in our hemisphere and around the world and replaced them with viceroys for the New World Order. And so what we see now happening in Venezuela, the same thing with Trump, what Trump said about the Panama Canal, all Nicaragua, Jimmy Carter turned Nicaragua, and I should say Zbigniew Brzezinski and his whole crew, Cyrus Vance, all CFR trilateralists in the Carter administration, turned over Nicaragua to, which was our staunchest ally in the area, to the Sandinista communists. And they're in there now, just like in Venezuela. So on one hand, it is a great move forward to finally have the Monroe Doctrine enforced and kick out Russia, China, and Cuba out of Venezuela, because that's what the Monroe Doctrine was about, was keeping the foreign powers out of our hemisphere. And the foreign powers that President Monroe was talking about were not as fatal to our way of life as Soviet Union, now Russia, and Communist China. So both of them have established their stranglehold on Venezuela. Maduro was just their satrap in the area. He was just their surrogate. And we just put out in the insider report of the New American the reminder that who was really keeping Maduro in power was the 20 to 30, or some by estimates as many as 40,000 of Fidel Castro's troops and intelligence sources there in Venezuela. They started coming in under Hugo Chavez, and then when Maduro replaced him, when Chavez died.
So that was his internal Praetorian Guard. 30-something of them got killed in the raid. We can show a graphic of that. And so this blockade of the oil to Cuba, how long can Cuba hold on, and how big is it if Cuba falls?
Well, so Cuba has been run by the Castro regime, by Fidel, and Raul, his brother, is still alive, but he's still, now we have Canel in there. And that's been going on since 1958. So that's a big thing. That was, again, Council on Foreign Relations working with the Soviet Union to put Fidel Castro in power. And that comes back to Venezuela. Most people don't realize this, but Venezuela at that time in 1958, who was taking over there? It was Romulo Betancourt. And Romulo Betancourt was a communist. He had been since the 1920s. And he said in the 1930s, I think around 1932, I am a communist now. I have always been a communist. I will always be a communist. But what happened when our State Department, under John Foster Dulles, one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, and his brother Alan Dulles, who was head of the CIA at that time, they said, oh, we have to support Betancourt because he's an anti-communist. And yet it was Betancourt who helped put Fidel Castro
in power. Sure, and it was the John Birch Society and Mr. Welch and people like McCarthy that had been all vindicated, noticed this, and then that's when all the attacks happened. So I'm just humor me on this because I want to get into all the details in a moment. But I'm not a cheerleader for Trump. He's night and day compared to the Democrats. I know he means well. He makes mistakes. He listens to us, though, when we're able to get him information. I just know, on record, you're the leading, your organization and you are the leading organization with the most accurate information. And so, just in general, you've always been really against Republican leaders and said they're sellouts and bad. When it comes to Trump, I just want people to understand that, from all my research, he's really pragmatically doing what he thinks will secure the country, secure people's future and security, and raise our morale and stop the left from their ideological coup they're trying to engage in. And I just think listeners who, you know, get confused by all this and think this is like neocon regime change, this is completely different. It doesn't mean it couldn't be a trap. It doesn't mean it's very dangerous. But if Venezuela can be freed, Cuba can be freed, Mexico can be freed, and we can literally then move at that point to free up Brazil and so much. And because the very CIA that really propped up the communists has convinced Americans that, oh, it's pro-establishment to be anti-communist. It's really not. And it was the John Birch Society that pioneered with the documents the pressure from above and below. And Anthony Sutton, the head Senate archivist, had all that info confirming it and you know, had best-selling books on it that literally you have this relationship with the ultra-rich with communists. Even Obama, before he left office, gave speeches in Latin America, Africa, and China, and Vietnam, and said, oh, no, we're capitalists, but we work with communists, and we want to have a managerial system, and you can't have a car and air conditioner, the earth will overheat, but you'll be the, he talked to law firms and law schools, you'll be the new ruling class. We played the videos many times. This is an admitted system. So regardless of what people think about Trump, is this William F. Jasper in your research? Clearly Trump is a break from that and is trying to do the right thing, or am I wrong?
Well, you're right, but here's where it gets a little complicated, because as you pointed out, I believe from everything from our research that Donald Trump is not an insider, a globalist. He is an America firster, but he's doing some things and surrounding himself with certain people. Like, for instance, as soon as this happened with Venezuela, who was on him like a duck on a June bug? It was Lindsey Graham, Mr. Neocon.
There's no doubt that Trump means well and is his own man, but his own man has not a lot of depth. He's admitted he doesn't have a lot of deep understanding of politics and systems. He admits that.
Right. And so he has these people who have swarmed around him, and Marco Rubio has never been an America firster either. He's been a neocon war hawk, as his record shows. And so the other thing is the CIA, you know, so we find out, at the time of the arrest of Maduro, that actually the CIA, with Marco Rubio, has been working with Rodriguez, the Delcy Rodriguez, who is now put in charge in Venezuela, who is Maduro's right-hand gal, who is a very nasty communist, has been her whole life. She and her brother Jorge, who are considered to be the ones running the country now, the CIA selected them to be the people who would take over with Maduro, and they actually worked out an agreement with them. So there are still many, many, we don't know how many, deep staters in the State Department, in the CIA, as we found in the Justice Department, in many of the government agencies. Trump has rooted many out, but then they've got lawsuits and they've gotten their left-wing judges, many of them actual communist judges that are former National Lawyers Guild.
Sure, so they're holding it all up and bragging about it. So let me ask you this. Give Trump advice right now. We're probably getting this video. What do you, Trump overall doing a way better job in the last term. We get it. It's complex. Here's a globalist, top globalist expert. William F. Jasper, what does the president need to do right now?
Well, to drop back to what we were talking about with the United Nations, one of the easiest things that he could do is to support the Defund Act. That's D-E-F-U-N-D, Defund Act. That stands for disengaging entirely from the United Nations debacle. And this would not just temporarily cut off funding and participation by the U.S. in it, but it would enact into law a severance of the U.S. involvement with the United Nations and cut off all funding, not just with the 60-some organizations that are mentioned in the executive order, but with all of the U.N. agencies. And without that, this globalist infrastructure that has been built with the U.N. and all of its if you go on the UN website on their NGO form, you'll see they have thousands of NGOs. These are the fake grassroots groups. They're AstroTurf, foundation-funded, government-funded adjuncts of the United Nations. They provide this appearance of popular support for all of these operations around the world. And so if the Defund Act, which is the first time the John Birch Society has called for getting us out of the United Nations for now over 60 years. We've never before had what we have now in both the House and the Senate bills, the Defund Act. In the Senate, it's S-669. In the House, it's H-R-1498. But if you just refer to them as the Defund Act, we have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican White House. And if the Republicans mean anything about what they say about being America first, about opposing globalism, they will pass this law and President Trump will sign it. We may not get another chance like this. If we don't know what's going to happen this year in the midterms, and then in 2028, if we don't have another Trump in the White House, there's no chance of passing this again. So
that's right. God
that's
is
one
giving
of the easiest.
A, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the easiest wins that we could have that would really deal a maybe not a fatal death blow, but it would be a smashing blow to the whole globalist conspiracy to cut off all of our support for this terrible organization.
All right, stay there. Let's give more advice to the president and his advisors when we come back because they're listening. I mean, but the point is we have moved the needle big time. So thank God for that. Thank God when you say your prayers tonight, folks. I mean, I'm serious. We are really moving fast now. This is God bless everything. This is amazing.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Jasper all day. He leaves us in about 30 minutes. We're going to have Kyle Rittenhouse in studio. What a perfect time to have him on. All that's happening in the world. But I want to be very clear with everybody. It should be easy to beat the globalists. They have a horrible, anti-human, neo-feudalistic system planned for us. It's all out in the open. And I was growing up reading all their quotes, and my parents would actually buy the books written by the globalists. They wouldn't just believe the John Birch Society articles about it. They'd go buy the book and read the book. My dad would, God, Zbigniew Brzezinski's admitting everything in this book. I'm sitting around like 6 years old listening to him talk about it. That sounded exciting to me. So I wanted to know about that. This is the real adventure. And when people understand, like, this is the fight, it's not work to fight this. This is exciting. And people like William F. Jasper and those before him that paved the way, they did all the hard work. Now we're at like the crest. We're actually have the initiative. We're actually winning right now. But this isn't like a Netflix show or some entertainment or a football game or some political genre. This is the real zeitgeist, boys and girls. This is the real world. So they fought like the devil, take me off air. Good luck. You know, now Elon Musk is away. So, but we've also entered the danger zone because these globalists are going to trigger all sorts of crises, try to stay in control. So, William F. Jasper, I wanted to just get your overall more advice to Trump, more advice to American people, what the globalists are going to do, what they're going to pull, more things Trump can do. Like you fought so hard, finally have legislation in Congress after 70 years of work to actually fully cut off the tentacles and get out of this. I was thinking suspension. This gets in front of Trump. He'll push it and get behind it. We are so in the pole position. It's ours to lose. And then I want to shift gears to the domestic uprisings, the communists, the left, what they're planning, because now they've released just minutes ago the body cam footage of the officer. Everything he said was true. Cell phone footage and more. That's all coming up here in a few minutes. But just William F. Jasper, I don't think I can explain to people how epic the moment is. It's got to be very satisfying for you and your parents before you fighting this fight that we've gotten this moment. But it's almost like it's ours to lose. We don't want to lose this opportunity.
Absolutely. We should take really great encouragement at this moment, because here we have, for the first time ever, a solid move that is very sweeping. It isn't just removing, as Reagan did, the UNESCO, or as Trump did also, taking us temporarily out of it. This is cutting off funding for close to 65, I think it's 64 or 65, different agencies and organizations in the UN. And so, as I said before, this is the first move, and we need to parlay that into a permanent and much larger move, which is to get us totally out of the United Nations. And you're going to hear a lot of people on the neocon supposed right that, no, we can't do that, because if we get out of the United Nations, that will just give China complete control over it. Look, what we have now is China and the Socialist International working together with the globalists at the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. They are running the United Nations now with our prestige and with our money. And so if we take away our prestige, our money, our influence from it, that organization will fall.
Well, exactly. Look how the COVID response was run by China and Bill Gates. It's already run by them, so why do we play this game?
Yeah. So it's ridiculous for us to stay in it. And there are others on the supposed right who say, well, we can reform the United Nations. So in my books, in my articles on the UN, I was a correspondent at the United Nations, are accredited there for over 35 years. And so I've been there in the belly of the beast. I was at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 when all of the...
Well, let's just say it. You are the expert. You are the expert on our side on the UN.
So it's ridiculous. During that time, I've written a lot of articles on the supposed reform efforts within the United Nations. There have been dozens of so-called reform efforts. Oh, we're going to take care of that. And we always will have the Republicans and the conservatives who will say, oh, well, yes, let's reform it. Look, we should be completely over that by now. You look at what's happening right now in our streets on ICE. We already talked about how during Biden, untold millions of invaders came across our border. That goes back to the United Nations. At the United Nations in Geneva, Geneva is where we have the biggest concentration of UN agencies. You have the IOM, which is the immigration, or OIM, Organization for Immigration Migration. That is the organization which organized the dispersal of refugees and migrants.
And for those who don't know, they got us to sign on their migration treaty. They're in charge of who can come in. Trump's pulled out of that. And then they literally flood us with their own document replacement migration from 2000 and then say it doesn't exist while they do it.
Yeah, and again, here you see the communists and the globalists working together. The IOM is staffed with communists. The one who's in charge of it, though, is Amy Pope, who is from the State Department. She's a Council on Foreign Relations member. She was working in the Obama and the Biden administration, and Biden nominated her for this UN post, and so she's over there still running this, giving hundreds of millions of dollars of our tax dollars to this UN organization to organize flying invaders from Africa, from Asia, from Latin America into the United States. So, so we see in this executive order, one of the organizations that he's defunding is, here I see it's number 11, is the Global Forum on Migration and Development. So that is one of the non-governmental organizations that is working with the IOM, the International Organization on Migration, to flood us with all of these so-called refugees, these migrant invaders. So cutting off the funding for that, it should be a no-brainer. And we should ferret out all these other ones that we're getting. As I pointed out, there are several thousand listed on the UN website, and many of them are getting U.S. aid from the U.S. aid agency that the DOGE commission was trying to ferret out.
And people that don't understand this,
we need to cut off all of that.
They understand the UN, when we're in these treaties, they create the policy that our government follows. That's why whether you're in Australia, Germany, the U.S., or Canada, it's the exact same policy. Drag queen story time, you know, getting rid of single family homes. Mondami saying we're taking homes from white people. Whites can't have their own homes. It sounds totally insane. Mondami says we're about to take control of the means of production. This is real full-throated communist attempt to take over right now. Now, are they in a strong position, or are they firing all their guns at once because they're weak?
Well, so what we're seeing here now is, as I pointed out, we just had the COP30. All across the world, in reference to what you just said, we have cities, several hundred cities that have adopted this C30 cities program for sustainable development goals. And that's where these 15-minute cities are coming out of. This is all a UN program. It's to basically force lockdowns on cities, and you are not able to take your vehicle outside of your designated 15-minute area, except for a designated number of times per month or per year. And that can change based on whatever the commissars decide is the appropriate
level. And they're trying to induce us into this tyranny. It's outrageously ridiculous. And the only way it can operate is if we don't expose it. And so people think, oh, the good old boys, I see blue helmets, I'm going to blow their ass away. They don't come that way. They take over your water system. They take over your government. They take over your education. They take over your infrastructure. They put a kill. They don't come with blue helmets.
Right. So they want to take control of the water. They want to take control of the, and they're doing this in various areas. They want to take control of the food. And so the United Nations formed a strategic partnership, a signed strategic partnership with the World Economic Forum in 2019. They signed it. We showed pictures of Klaus Schwab with, Antonio Guterres at the United Nations. They signed it. And so one of the things they have is set up these strategic food hubs around the world, which will control the distribution of food.
They have the carbon taxes that John Kerry 2 years ago saying, we got to cut farming in half or people will starve, while they ban fertilizer and ban cow farts, while they kill the resources, they then come in to take control of food.
And the diesel, which is necessary to run tractors and the transportation of foodstuffs. So, yeah, this connect the dots and you see that this is a plan for global regimentation, global genocide, by those who think that the world is already overpopulated. And so the unnecessary population will have to go. That means we'll have to cut off their energy, cut off their
heat. When did you report this? I remember like 30 years ago you reported on food as a weapon from the UN conference. What was it, like 28 years ago?
Something like that.
What was the China conference you covered where it was like, I remember you wrote food as a weapon or You were involved in the covering.
Yes, so that we cut, actually at the Millennium Summit, which was in the year 2000, so that was 26 years ago. But before that, actually it goes back to 1992, which I mentioned before, is the Rio Summit, because that was a they recapitulated there the earlier Human Habitat Summit, which called for control over all housing and all human things. So if you go to in the UN documents, they keep referring to previous documents, previous summits over and over again, and they build this up gradually to where they piecemeal have taken away all of our freedoms, transferred all of these powers. They want to empower the United Nations and all of its adjunct agencies legislatively, judicially, executive, and that includes police and military and regulatory
powers. And that's 7277. We should talk about that. But the average person still goes, the UN's discredited. They don't have power. They don't understand. It's interfacing with the governments. It's got BlackRock banks backing it. So maybe one out of 100 times you see a UN sign on something, but when you know all this, you're at the mall, you see billboards, you're at the doctor, you see UN control, UN regulation, it's actually everywhere.
Well, yes, and so if you go on our website, thenewamerican.com, and our global power grab issue, which is our 80th anniversary issue of the United Nations, which we put out in July of last year. We've gone from a biweekly to a monthly magazine. So this whole monthly magazine is on the United Nations, and it gives the whole picture of the UN. And one of the very important parts of it is our centerfold, which shows a map of the world, and it shows all of the various agencies of the United Nations and their operations around the world. And when I was showing this to people from Europe, they were blown away by this because they live right in there. Even some who live in Austria and Switzerland, where all of these agencies are located, had no idea how massive this was.
And for folks that don't know, I've seen the maps. It shows whole zones that are a mix of countries just taking everybody's land. I mean, it's like Hitler did it with tanks. They're doing it with bureaucracy.
Right. And when you go in third world countries, this is where it becomes very obvious, because all of these agencies, these UN agencies with our money, have set up whole tent cities. They've set up whole operations all over the globe, and they dominate the economies and the political systems of these countries. And that's why you can have China having or the Socialist International putting forward proposals at the United Nations and getting 180 votes in their favor, because they dominate in all of those areas and they bribe officials. And so they've gradually taken over most of the countries of the world. So most people are unaware of the Progressive International and the Socialist International. Those are two Marxist-Leninist organizations that include most of the political parties on the left from throughout the world, and including the ruling parties of well over 150 nations. And they always consistently vote for more socialism, more communism. They vote against freedom. And they're the ones who dominate the United Nations. They're carrying out the globalist and communist agenda.
Well, we're almost out of time. We got to come back again soon. But we are definitely making major gains here. Looking at domestic issues, here is cell phone footage. I said body cam, but it's shot by Officer Jonathan Ross, or ICE agent, who 6 months ago got drugged hundreds of yards and almost killed, and stitches all over his body. And the corporate media won't show him being rammed or bouncing off the hood and then shooting her, or that she's Antifa, or that she's anti-ICE, or that her wife dropped her off to do all this. But here's the footage of the wife dropping her off and then what she's up to, and then the ramming. You hear him, his body being hit in the impact, and then he pulls the trigger. This is point of view footage from ICE agent who was rammed by anti-ICE activist Renee Good in Minnesota, has now been released. He was clearly not just hit, but hit hard. You can hear it. 100% justified use of force. Waltz and the mayors are liars. And so here is that footage. Here it is.
Every morning, just so you know, it'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking president. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
Out of the car. Get out of the fucking car. Get out of the car.
Whoa!
Fucking bitch.
So there you go. Rams him with a car, deadly weapon, like swinging a hatchet at somebody. So this is LARPing to them, but it's not. It's not a video game when you're ramming people. William F. Jasper, you talk about the NGOs. I learned about them from you 30 years ago. The UN, all over the world, gets not just funding from the governments, but they get funding from local governments, individuals that also go into all this. So we found the head of the UN Security Council is heavily involved in the Somali scams in Ohio in other areas. People are surprised. Isn't that the bread and butter of the UN? Briefly on that, and then big picture, they're trying to kick off new George Floyd riots. I'm worried about a major false flag where they mow down a bunch of these protesters and blame it on a Trump supporter.
Well, one of the things you asked about is advice we could give to the administration, to President Trump. When we look at what's happening in Minneapolis and all of these other anti-ICE activities across the country, this is an important invitation for us to reinstitute the Reese Committee on tax-exempt foundations, because it has recently been confirmed on a number of studies that have come out that our tax-exempt foundations, our major corporations, and our government agencies are funding hundreds, if not thousands, of these groups, such as PSL, which is a Party of Socialism and Liberation, Freedom Road Organization, various communist groups like the Workers' World Party, etc. These are getting funding from federal grants and from foundations, and this should not be allowed. It's illegal activity. It's illegal for them to be funding these kinds of organizations and these kinds of activities. And this has been going on for 75 years. And the last time that we had an attempt to expose this with the Reese Committee in Congress, we had all of the globalist media come down on it. All of the communist organizations came out and rioted in the streets, and that squelched it. And we really haven't had an expose of that in the whole time period since. And that's why we have this global network, and particularly here in the United States, all the Antifa and all of the organized pro-migrant invasion groups, etc., running rampant across the country, because they're being paid to do that. And we have to cut off their funding, just like we have to cut off the UN funding. So one of the things that the Trump administration could do is use the legitimate powers of the IRS. We'd like to see the IRS and the income tax completely abolished. But while these tax-exempt foundations are able to keep their tax-exempt status, they should abide by the law, and they should be prosecuted for repeat serial violation of the IRS code. So if we want to stop all the rioters, cut off their funding. So if we want to go further, we should take away the regulatory power that so many of these other agencies have that are stopping the states from carrying forward their efforts to free up the economy and to free up American business and activity in their areas. What we have going on currently is many of the regulatory agencies of the fourth branch of government are continuing to impose all of their bureaucracy on the American people. One of the things that President Trump could do, where he has been misguided, misled by the tech bros, is on the TSA. I'm going to get ready to fly out shortly, and I'm going to go to the airport. And when I go through the TSA line, the TSA agent is going to say, step up to the camera. I'm going to say, no, thank you, and I'm going to not get my picture taken. But over the last 10 times I've been to the airport, I'm the only one who does that. Everybody else thinks that they have to move up there and have their facial recognition identification taken, like as if we're in communist China. That's part of the Real ID program. We battled that for 20 years, and many of your listeners, I'm sure, and viewers did as well. We were able to keep that off through all of the previous administrations, but
Christine but now they're sneaking it through Trump. Absolutely, there's no law. You got to do that. It's not about stopping illegal.
All of that surveillance stuff has to be stopped.
I agree. By the way, I have my earpiece in. I was listening to you. Normally, you don't pause. I was just literally moving stuff around, cleaning my desk. It was Kyle Rittenhouse about to come in, so I was here listening to every word you were saying. TheNewAmerica.com, William F. Jasper. Let's talk again in the next few weeks. This is moving very quickly. Congratulations on all the great work you do in your organization. Without you, we'd be literally completely screwed. So you guys are unsung heroes for people that have just now kind of woken up the last few years. Yeah, you guys have been the Michael Jordans of this fight, so God bless you and thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kyle Rittenhouse can talk about all of this. He's lived it. He's been on the ground. He's also a very smart young man. And he's been through the show trials, and, you know, shouldn't end up being fair. I've been through the show trials. I guess he got a real trial. But that's all coming up next hour. And the next hour, we'll take your calls for Kyle Rittenhouse as well. Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, our RSC moss, and our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, you know, we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period where there's an overlap each month when they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week, only time we do it, on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound-feet, on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 475 horsepower, huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that. That ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all, but thanks for your support. TheAlexShowStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum or a discount and get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Once you have that much information memorized, it's like putting a puzzle together. When you start understanding patterns and you have that pattern recognition and certain politicians, certain countries, you can start to predict what's going to happen in the future. And that's what he has, this uncanny ability to A, read and then retain that knowledge and keep it forever. Like he's very rarely off and has to be corrected on a date, time, specific thing that an incident happens. He can remember reports he's read from the, you know, 80s and 90s to the T still. So, you know, people out there that attack him and say that he's a fraud, they just don't understand, you know, he is light years, above them and can run circles around them, in that capacity. And he is great at what he does, you know, and he does make a lot of things theatrical. He is that way. I mean, he doesn't want to sit there and be a drone and tell you things because it's hard for, you know, society today. We've been dumbed down for so long that we have to have all this flashy stuff to keep our attention. You know, if not, we're not going to pay attention. Yeah. So that's why Alex brings in that theatrical sense to it, the screaming and yelling, because today, in order to get someone's attention and then have them remember what it is you said, it's got to stick out, it's got to stand out, and it's got to create a memory that they'll always have in their head.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates, and influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globals call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, Dakota Waylon Jennings.
Meanwhile, other key Trump supporters, including far-right media personalities, began promoting the wild protest on January 6th.
1776! 1776! The answer to 1984 is 1776. Every time I think about this guy, I forget his name because I just do it off the cuff. But I was at Bilderberg 2006 in Canada. I'd just been arrested trying to fly in, trying to cover. It was a big media frenzy. Back then, the media still stuck up for journalists, even though they didn't like me. And they released me after a day of being interrogated and screamed at and threatened with prison. And they finally released me. And when I got to the hotel, I met with Jim Tucker, the hotel miles away from where Bilderberg was about to meet the next day. There was an old man at the bar drinking a beer. He said, Alex, I'd like to drink a beer with you. And I said, sure, he's a British man. I said, you live in Canada? He said, yeah, I've lived here since the 90s. And I didn't know he was dying at the time. He died a few months later. He said, you know, I used to be a well-known economist in the UK, and I've been at the highest levels of the whole socialist globalist system. I've met with many of these people, and early on, I kind of believed the lie they were selling about how it was utopia and freedom and the power of the average person, but really, they want to make everybody poor and control them. And he said, I think you need to use this slogan I just developed, because I'm a mathematician, not just an economist. And he said, but it's not an equation. It's an archetypal symbol in numbers. It was very eloquent. He said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I interviewed him and talked to him, and it wasn't till we started looking into him for the film that it turned out he was the main economist to two prime ministers. he was the guy. He was guy was super famous. I just, you know, didn't know that in the 80s he'd been worked for Margaret Thatcher and all the rest of it. But the point is, that's where that came from, was from a Brit, which is perfect because, you know, our revolution came out of England. It was an extension of George Washington's grandparents and Thomas Jefferson's grandparents and parents and people that came to the New World to get away from tyranny. And England had revolutions like ours trying to get freedom. So America is not an anti-British thing. America is not an anti-Anglo-Saxon thing. America is not an it comes out of Magna Carta in 1215. It comes out of all those wars and rebellions and fights for freedom in Ireland, in Scotland, in Wales, in Brittany. That is an extension of who we are.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth. Now we've got it. Now we see the earth. We've got it.
Well, the great Kyle Rittenhouse is in studio with us here in Austin, Texas, and I'm trying to get him on for a few weeks, even before this new event happened, but you know, perfect timing to, with this huge communist gearing up, this operation. We now learned that this poor woman, Miss Good, was part of this Antifa leftist anti-ICE deal. We now have the footage released for indeed ramming him with the car. We got all these governors and sheriffs and mayors and police chiefs and, you know, saying, let's go to full war. The Democratic Party is really, really wanting some of a fight. Kyle Rittenhouse in studio, Rittenhouse 2A on X, TexGunRights.org. Great to have you here. Wow, what an incredible time to be in America. Trump back in, all this stuff happening. How would you describe the moment we're in? And what do you make of what the left's doing trying to launch a national uprising?
I mean, you see, and we saw it years ago. We thought it was bad in 2020 when they tried to kill me on the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin. But we see they have only gotten worse. September 10th, resorting to murdering Charlie Kirk in cold blood. And then yesterday, we had another shooting to where another person tried to ram an ICE agent in Portland, Oregon. And an ICE agent was forced to defend himself. And the day prior, we saw the Good situation where this crazy lesbian freak tried to murder another ICE agent. We have it on video of her ramming him with her car, a 4,000-pound weapon, and we see the left rallying behind her, saying, oh, why are people celebrating? We're not celebrating. We're bringing facts to light, and we're showing the truth of what happened, because the left doesn't like to see that. They like to see brutal murders against people who vote the right way and conservatives and try to silence our voices and kill us and kill ICE agents that are trying to keep our country safe by these mass deportations, which is a wonderful, beautiful thing that Trump is doing with that.
I agree. And they're openly engaging in terrorism. I'm sure you've seen clips, but they're everywhere. We have guys with guns saying, here's my gun, I'm coming to kill you. That's illegal.
And
you had those guys try to kill you. Then they tried to put you in prison, but you were found not guilty because the evidence was overwhelming. This has kind of got to be like flashbacks for you.
I mean, absolutely. I see Minnesota right now, and I just see the city, and I feel like this country is about to burn again. I don't think Trump is going to let it happen. I hope we deploy the National Guard. Shoot, I hope we deploy SEAL Team 6 and Delta Forces out there to combat these rioters and looters and show them what America is really about.
Well, I mean, the left, the whole Podesta plan wants these riots. And all this fraud's been found with the Somalis, the Democrats, they're really painted into a corner right now.
Yes, they are. And I made a joke the other day, if you own a Learing Center, they're probably going to try to blame it on the rioters.
That's right, a Learing Center. Man, and J.D. Vance has announced a new assistant AG position for a new task force on the election fraud. The only frustration out of American people is they've seen the energy prices fall and a lot of good stuff happening. They want indictments of the deep state.
Absolutely. I want indictments of everything. I want the Epstein files released. And I just want to see the people that came after Trump so hard, who tried to throw him in prison, get thrown in prison themselves because what they did was treason and against American policy.
What do you make of Tim Walz 2 days ago going, oh, I'll call out the guard to counter the feds? And he was specific. He said, oh, yeah, I never thought I'd be at war with the feds. He said Minnesota in 1863, at the first battle. So he's like implying having local government rise up against legal, lawful federal force is Abraham Lincoln. It's the opposite. He's literally behaving like the South.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really just want to see what they did with Manadoon and the dictator of Venezuela and just throw him in handcuffs and throw him in prison, because he's calling a state war against federal government, essentially. He used his own words with that. Tampon Tim has no idea what he's doing. There's a reason why Trump called him retarded, because he is retarded.
He really is something else. Let's play a few clips. There's so many of these of guys like, here's my gun, I know how to use it. And, you guys killed this innocent woman. Meanwhile, it turned out she went out, blocked her cars, rammed them, did all this. And then I have all these articles where Democrats admitted, they said, we need death. We need blood. We need dead people to launch the Civil War. Here's a clip.
Dear ICE, here's a message from your friendly neighborhood leftist. Not all of us are going to stop at snowballs in the future. So maybe think twice before you just start randomly shooting into vehicles. And some of us aren't just going to randomly fire into things. Some of us actually know how to aim. So, you don't have to take my advice if you don't want to. But I'm pretty sure we're going to hit a tipping point pretty soon. And if you guys don't reconsider your tactics, you're going to start going home in body bags. Or Ziploc bags. I really don't give a shit either way.
Hey, if you're an ICE agent, this might be a good time to kiss your spouse and kids goodbye, because you know what? You might not be coming home tomorrow. Gladly. And your family will be better off for it.
Listen, ICE, if you show up in my neighborhood in the same way that you are unaliving American citizens who pose no threat and abducting people without due process, I will do the same to you. I encourage everyone who sees this video to bear arms and practice your Second Amendment right. It's time to fight fire with fire. Let these f***ers know who has the power.
ICE is willing to take you out, but are you willing to take them out? Y'all seen what happened in Minneapolis with that woman protesting ICE? She got took out today. But are you going to take out an ICE officer? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. Not, oh, we got to get rid of ICE. Yes, we do need to get rid of ICE. But we need to take them out as well. So, ICE going to take you out, but are you willing to take ICE out?
So, Kyle, I'm going to try to give you the floor here, because you're always very respectful and don't say much on my show, but I see you going wild other shows. I want you to elaborate for people. You were attacked. They said, kill you. They're shooting at you. They're attacking you. Defend yourself. They're trying to put you in prison. You're found not guilty. With these guys, they're openly saying all this. They're openly trying to intimidate people. They're openly threatening people. I mean, it's so cut and dry. And I don't think they know where this is even going. Why do you think they're so desperate?
Honestly, I just think it's all the hormones they're being put on, them drinking too much fluoride in their water. And to be completely honest, it's like you see the gay, trans, Antifa movement pushing against people like this. And then you see them. They're the first ones to scream, we don't need guns. We're going to take your guns. We don't need a Second Amendment. But they're the ones saying, we're going to use our Second Amendment rights. It's just so hypocritical of them. And for them to threaten violence against ICE agents, I just want to see prosecutions against every single one of them. I want to see them get thrown under the prison. And I encourage every single ICE officer out there, every single American, if somebody threatens to kill you, be prepared to defend yourself because they are serious. You saw what they did the other day when they tried to run an ICE agent off the road. They did hit an ICE agent. And yesterday they did hit an ICE agent as well. They are prepared to take your life away from you. And if you don't train, they will take your life away from you.
Well, that's the thing. And in fact, I was going there next. Now I have hundreds of videos. We're Second Amendment. And second, then they lie. Second Amendment means you kill federal officers. You have Don Lemon. Oh, this is illegal. When they come to your house, kill them. He said that 2 months ago. This is not illegal. And then I see Jesse Ventura. They don't have warrants. That means they're Nazis. It's not a warrant for an illegal that skipped the court. It's called a court order for deportation. It's different. It's even stronger.
Absolutely.
Not just go search for something. It's an order. Grab them and remove them. So it's even stronger, and they're acting like it's unconstitutional playing this game. There's no warrant, Kyle.
Oh, so scary. No warrant. Yeah, well, guess what? There is stuff in place. Don't come into our country illegally. Don't rape and murder and kill our children and wives and our people here in America and bring violence, and you won't have a problem. Stay where you came from. Come into the country the legal right way.
But they play that legal game. A warrant is for searching or for arrest. This is different. A court order for deportation. They don't have warrants for deportation. The thing is, they're playing a game with people.
Absolutely.
The Democrats suddenly love the Constitution. Look, Jesse Ventura, we all know they need warrants. No, that's not a warrant with a court order. If you've lost your house or whatever, a repossession or whatever, there's not a warrant. It's a court order. It's two different things.
Absolutely. It's a court order. And first off, they're in this country illegally, and they're by order of the courts to remove them. It's that simple. Oh, I see them in Minnesota, the McDonald's posting up signs, you need a warrant trespassing. Yeah, guess what? They don't. I'm just very excited to see these people that want to go in to get their big fries every day.
People go, oh, what about liberals? Oh, what about private property? You can't be an open establishment of the Civil Rights Act and say you're for everybody and then say federal officers can't come in here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's selective service, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting to see what Tim Walz has done to that beautiful state. I've been there many times. It's one of the largest states, not largest states, but it has the most lakes of any state.
Oh, my old network was based up there. I've been there like 20 times. Pheasant hunting, the best fishing, amazing.
And I mean, honestly, if they keep it up with the war that they're bringing on us, 1776 will probably commence again.
Well, that's the thing. They should be careful what they wish for.
Yes, they should. I mean, we just saw a bunch of videos of them throwing threats at ICE officers and American citizens saying, if you come to my neighborhood, we're going to kill you. Well, guess what? They train, and they deserve to go home to their families, and they should not be afraid to defend
them. Well, what's crazy is that the officer, Jonathan Ross, we learned, was like a convicted pedophile and a bunch of stuff, drugging for hundreds of yards, stitches all over his body just 6 months ago.
Yeah, I saw the photos that came out from him. So wouldn't you think that there is a reasonable fear for him to not get hit by a car again?
Well, you got the footage. Let's roll the footage here. That I don't know why he didn't have body cam. This is his cell phone. And I guess there are only hours out there so much, too. It could have run out of tape or run out of space. But here he is. And you hear him when they hit him. They hit him hard. And they're out there, been blocking traffic. They're laughing at him. They're trying to get a response. Here it is.
Change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking president. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Get out of the car. Get out of the fucking car. Get out of the car.
So they've been blocking him, and now she hits him. And I love how the corporate media ran thousands of headlines that she was just a mom. She turned on the wrong street. They just killed her. No, she's driving around blocking them, all this. They're taunting them. They go, fine, get out of the car. Oh, I'll just run you over.
Yeah, that's what they do. They're going to resort to violence. And the only thing I feel bad for in that vehicle is that poor dog that was sitting in the back seat and that white vehicle that she hit. That insurance claim is going to be nasty to explain to the insurance company.
And let's show the frontal footage. They won't show the national news where he bounces off the hood.
It was just insane to see.
Well, not many people have been in that position. You have been in the position he's been in.
I feel bad for this officer. I see people on the internet who doxed
him. You were chased down with guns. People saying we're going to murder you, we're going to kill you, convicted pedophiles. He was chased down with a 3,000-pound vehicle. But you're his peer, though. There's not many. What do you think about the demonization, the doxing, the call for the death of Jonathan Ross.
I think we need to protect him at all costs. We saw what they did 5 years ago to me. We saw the death threats I got. You saw how they chased me down in the street. InfoWars and a couple other conservative organizations were the only ones to report the facts. And I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing, reporting the facts, because we know CNN or MSNBC isn't going to do that. But for them to come out and attack a federal agent who was put in a deadly situation with a 3,000-pound weapon accelerating at him, to be forced to defend himself.
That hit him.
That did hit him. He's lucky that he's alive based on the fact that he defended him.
Exactly. I want to be clear to leftists. In fact, we'll do this as a stunt. Don't shoot me, Collier. I mean, this is a dagger that isn't for sale yet next week. Or a huge trench knife. Now, Kyle has a right if he thinks I'm serious, which I'm not, but this is a demonstration, that if I'm trying to stab him and coming at him, he has a right to shoot me. Okay. If he think, you know, he doesn't want the trouble, but he's got a right. Now, instead, this is like the equivalent is she hit him, he bounces off. It's the equivalent of if he got stabbed in the shoulder, now he's got a clean shoot. Okay? So my point is that he's being chased. They're, you know, yelling at him, we're going to kill you. They're pulling guns on him, all the rest of it. Yes, he was found not guilty. Even beyond that, this officer is actually hit by the weapon before he fires, completely justified. And what do you expect him to do with these maniacs? So they got a big problem because they've already put this all out that she was just a little angel cake up there and none of this happened, but now the truth's come out.
And now I'm seeing reports of this lady who that was killed yesterday, Renee Good, who was burning cigarette lighter stuff onto her kids and had her kids taken away, two of her kids about 10 years ago. I saw reports of that on X.
Whoa, what happened? Tell me.
So I saw reports on X. I haven't verified it completely yet, but I'm sure it's true just based on these type of people and their character. We saw the people that tried to kill me, women beaters, pedophiles that anally raped children. And the people that are doing these crimes are not good people. They're not people you want to be your neighbors. But I saw reports that were saying that she was burning her children with cigarette ashes and had her kids taken away from her, two of her children.
Well, she unbelievable. I mean, that's the thing. People that haven't been out there and gone to a leftist demonstration. I've been doing this 30-something years. 30 years ago, some were kooks. You go to any Democrat event, they're like, you've opened a dimension to hell or something.
They really do, and I try to avoid the leftist people. I'm not going to say where I live, but I live in a very great state and town to where I don't have to worry about the communists coming to my door. I live in a state where our governor is going to, for the most part, protect us. But just the insanity that comes with these extreme leftists is disgusting. The way they're willing to just take our lives openly and do it in the middle of the street and think they're going to get away with it without consequences. We need more consequences. We need harder time in jail, and people need to know if you hit a federal agent with your vehicle, you are probably going to be shot and killed, and you probably deserved it.
And again, when the Democrats were training for gun confiscation and the police were giving me the documents, the military, I wasn't anti-police military. I was anti them trying to make them do that. So the left's like, Jones, who always exposed the police state, now loves it. People deporting rapists and murderers, surrounded by people attacking them, and then I support them doing their job? Well, that's completely different.
100%. I support law enforcement being able to do their job, and that's what I love about this administration so far. They've came out and they backed both officers that were involved in the shooting yesterday and the day before, and they're standing behind them. But what scares me is Tampon Tim, or the governor of Oregon, is going to come out and try to prosecute these officers for defending their lives, and I have a feeling it's going to be a Rittenhouse trial 2.0 all over again, and they're going to try to throw the entire book
at
them.
Well, that's what Hakeem Jeffries, all of them, has said. We're going to prosecute all of you.
I did see that. That was out of, I saw that this morning, but that puts me in fear of like, wow, they're going to try to scare these ICE agents out to where they don't want to be ICE agents. But guess what? I have a lot of friends who work for HSI and, ICE and, Border Patrol. They're not scared. They know where they stand. They know who God is, and they're going to stand strong, and they're going to continue these mass deportations.
Well, that's the thing. And they're obviously the David versus Goliath. What was like 10,000 of them? Trump's ramping it up. Against 40 million illegals, you know, from the last three administrations, and then all this crime. I mean, this is not like you see them all surrounded being attacked. It's not like they're bullying people.
Absolutely. I mean, like I would get it if there were ICE agents coming and taking American citizens off the street and storming into their house. But they're not. They're not doing that. They are taking illegals off the street and they're protecting us and protecting our future. They're making America great again.
Well, I mean, millions of dead from fentanyl, tens of thousands dead from illegal alien drunk drivers, constant crime. A reporter killed by some illegal alien people. I mean, I could guess it was that. That's the crime wave.
Absolutely.
It's not that everybody in Latin America is a criminal. It's that the criminals come up here.
That's exactly what it is. It's the criminals come up here and they commit these crimes. You saw what they did in Georgia and a bunch of other states of murdering young women, young children, raping them, kidnapping them, putting them into sex trafficking rings, because that's why they're coming to the United States. They're not coming here to get a better life. They're coming here to make our lives miserable and try to kill us.
It really is true. So I know you follow the news. The Democrats are wanting their uprising. They've been planning it forever. Trump's got to thread the needle. He's got to have a constitutional response but not go too far. But if he doesn't go far enough, then it'll encourage them to burn the country down.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of the reason why Minnesota hasn't burned yet. I think they're scared because they know what's going to happen. But I also have a feeling we're going to have an uprising and a bunch of false flags and them trying to come after us and paint this giant picture of like, oh no, they're just murdering all of us and doing this. And people are going to intentionally put themselves into situations to where they can become martyrs for the left of getting shot by an ICE agent or a deportation officer in these situations. I have a feeling we're going to see more of these because people are going to start to fuck around and find out.
Well, that's right. Just like last night, and they're confirming MS-13 because they've turned the heat up. They're saying attack. You have all these sheriffs and police chiefs and mayors and governors saying attack, attack, and then you're going to have crazies feeling emboldened to do it.
Absolutely. And like I said, I have a feeling this does with a lot of the hormones and stuff, and you see the people that are getting shot. They're either MS-13 illegal aliens or they're raging lesbians.
Or trannies.
Or trannies.
So I'm sure you've seen this, but we have MSNBC, Axios, all of it. This was back in July. And we even got people on the ground at some of the Bernie Sanders events going, we're here to get in the cops' face and ICE, and hopefully they kill some of us, because then we'll use that for the uprising. And that's in the Podesta plan, but here they are quoting it. Here's Axios. Democrats told to get shot, this is a quote, for the anti-Trump resistance. Civility isn't working and prepare for violence. They said we've got to get our people killed. There needs to be blood and grab the attention of the press and the public so we can have an uprising. That's in the movie Civil War. It's in one battle after another. This is what they hope is to have and if that won't work, they're going to end up shooting up a group of migrants or something and blaming them on us. I mean, it's the last move they've got because it's not working.
I mean, you heard it here first. Alex Jones said it right. They're going to end up doing that, shooting up a group of migrants and blaming ICE. I 100% agree with you that that's something that's probably going to happen.
And it's not rocket science. We know them. It's all they've got. Like, they're screwed.
They are 100% screwed. And I'm just waiting to see the left dissolve. No more communism in this country, no more false flags from the left coming at us. And I'm scared, but I'm also hopeful for the future, because I'm hoping our leadership, which it seems like they are, they're taking it pretty seriously with the deportation.
Oh, they are.
Like I said,
anywhere Trump's got power of a real agency, the military, DHS, A+.
100%.
It's the DOJ is the problem.
Yep, absolutely. And I think we need to see more prosecutions. I think we need to see these people getting thrown in jail. And
I think Trump ought to just abolish the FBI and I mean, literally just roll it over to DHS.
I can somewhat agree with that. The FBI.
Well, the good agents can move over and be DHS.
Absolutely. There's been a lot of good agents helping me with the death
threats
I've received, and they've been tracking down a lot of people. There was I got an influx of death threats, people saying they're going to kill me in the past couple days. And I'm like, you guys realize I carry a gun and I will defend myself if you do try to take me or my wife's lives away from me. And my wife also carries a gun and she will protect me and herself.
Call being a hard target.
I call it not being easy to be killed. Hard target. I love it. And that goes into why we need to abolish the ATF. I got these little gifts for you, Alex. I'm back at Texas Gun Rights. We are the leading no compromise fight, but ATF is gay. So I got these for you.
That is so badass. Kyle, I love you. Stay there. I want to come back and get into all the issues with you. Let's talk about your gun rights organization, the great work you're doing. I just admire your work. And it couldn't be a perfect, this is like, I've been wanting to get you on for months. Finally, okay, I'll come on about a week ago, and then this all happened. So it's perfect timing. In a sad way, this is all going on.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be back to where it's at.
That is a really cool hat. Abolish the ATF. All right. We'll be right back with Kyle Rittenhouse. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. You know, I always just jump right into it. So I hadn't talked to Kyle except over text right before he came in here. And I'm like, jump right into the news and ask, what are you doing? What are you up to? And I heard all these great speeches and Second Amendment groups. And I was like, wow, I want to buy some of these family. Oh, these aren't out yet. This is awesome. Abolish the ATF and the ATF gold on blue. This is awesome. The ATF is gay. How soon can we get these shirts? Cause people are going to want to buy these.
Yeah, absolutely. So we haven't released them yet. They're a little sneak peek at what we have to come at Texas Gun Rights. You can find them at texasgunrights.org when we do have them available. But I am the new director of partnerships and chief firearms instructor for Texas Gun Rights. I was there before. I took a little bit of a hiatus. I got out of the fight for a while. I was tired of the death threats and the fake news and the constant lies. And then September 10th happened. They killed Charlie Kirk. And that was the stepping point for me. That was the thing that changed the trajectory of where my life was going to go, because I decided today is not the day to be silent. Today is not the day to sit on the sidelines, and I'm getting back into the fight. So I reached back out to my father figure, Chris McNutt, who's president of Texas Gun Rights, and I said, Chris, I want to come back and I want to get back into the fight, and I'm here to stay and I'm not going anywhere if you let me come back. So now I'm back and I'm fighting for gun rights. We're getting ready to gear up for our upcoming primary season, where we're going to be fighting against rhino conservatives in Texas, such as John Cornyn, Tony Gonzalez, and Dan Crenshaw, those three gun grabbers that we have here in this state, and we're going to make Texas a place worthy of living in that has a great gun, that has great gun rights. Because as you know, Alex, if we lose our gun rights, we lose the rest of our Constitution.
How the hell does Crenshaw, he has one of the worst voting records, how does he con people to stay in office?
I have no idea. I've been trying to figure out the same thing. I just think it's the people that vote for him. He has absolute loyalist in his corner, and I think it's our job at Texas Gun Rights, and what we're going to be doing is exposing his record and showing, hey, this is the person that is taking away your gun rights, that signed on to Joe Biden's bad gun bill, assault weapons ban bill, and did all these terrible things. So I think that just needs to
Didn't
be
even try to block legalizing silencers and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely he did.
My point is that I've seen him in speeches go, don't believe my enemies. I'm the most conservative. They're not. And you go, look at the record. It's horrible. It's like he just counsel people not looking stuff up.
Go to Ballotopia. You can see everything he's done. You can see, go to TexasGunRights.org. You can see everything he's done. It's out there. His record is public and you can see it, and you can make the decision for yourself with the real facts, because they're not going to tell you their record. They're going to say, I'm endorsed by the NRA and I have an A+ rating. Yeah, bullshit. No, you don't. Just because you may have that A+ rating doesn't mean you've been good.
Well, the NRA was weak for decades. I know, yes, back when Heston headed it up, he was a good guy, but it got really bad after he left and died. But they started getting hardcore 8, 9, 10 years. That's when the feds came in and basically broke them up.
Yep.
So we wish the NRA was okay, folks. It's been just blown to pieces.
Absolutely.
Can't trust any of it now.
A good organization to support that actually is uncompromisable on your gun rights, National Association for Gun Rights. You can donate to them, but you can also go to TexasGunRights.org. You can donate to us. You can help us in this upcoming primary season, where we're going to get great state representatives elected, and we're going to get some bad congressional people out of office like Tony.
And by the way, I mean, I follow you some, but I'm not like stalking you. And so I can say, without me looking for Rittenhouse, you are all over the place. I mean, like, every day, events, meetings, fundraisers, shooting deals, bringing in the general public, getting them to shoot, going and lobbying legislatures. I mean, you're busting your ass.
It gets exhausting. I know last year I testified right before I got out of the fight for red flag laws in Texas. That was a bill that we successfully got passed. There can no longer be red flag laws in the state of Texas.
That's an extrajudicial thing. People don't know what a red flag is.
Yeah, so red flag laws, extreme risk protection orders essentially mobilize law enforcement and the government to come into your house without any probable cause based on mere accusations. No court orders, unlike with the deportations, how we have court orders for that. No court orders at all to come into your house, come into your private place of residence.
All because your ex-wife or something says, and let's be clear, then they'll have some lunatic leftist that was promising to kill kids for a year. They're not allowed to say, I'm going to kill kids, you're in trouble. They don't enforce on those, then they go after innocent people.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're a registered Democrat, you're fine. But if, God forbid, you vote red, you're absolutely screwed in some states.
It's amazing. So I want you to elaborate on this because we're live earlier. We're live now, but I'm going to take the clip out because it's going to be big. Obviously, that's the next logical step with the left claiming since Trump got back in, ICE is going to kill people. And they send out their minions all trained to run them over and drive into them and block them and throw concrete blocks at them and now shoot at them. Finally, they get one woman dead. She says, oh, she's just an innocent civilian. No, she's an Antifa warrior, anti-ICE. We have the video of it all happening, ramming into the officer, ICE agent. Clearly, they need this event. They need some type of crisis that I would call a false flag where they either exacerbate a problem or stage something. Can you elaborate on that, your concern?
Absolutely. So I think we're going to have a false flag attempt. I think we're going to see these giant riots, these giant influx in riots, and then we're going to see a situation similar to what we saw in Austin, Texas with the Garrett Foster, Daniel Perry situation where Garrett Foster pointed an AK-47. I think that's going to be reversed on an ICE agent. I think it's going to be very increased to where they're going to try to use AI or something to try to change the video of what happened, and they're going to push this as their narrative to try to win the next election and try to take over our country once again with mass protests and mass attempt murders on ICE, or like you said, shooting into a group of migrants and blaming ICE on that. I think those are the false flag attacks we're going to see.
And it's not like we're predicting it. When he was president-elect, they went on MSNBC, CNN, we played the clips many times. Carbill said it, they all said it. ICE is coming to kill hundreds of migrants. Tom Homan's going to kill them. ICE is going to go mow down people. And so clearly they're getting everybody ready for it. Now we're here. This is not hard to predict. But they don't even have to do that because they've now, I see 5-6 videos every day of like mainly women, mainly white women. It's weird. Blocking ICE, ramming them, getting in their face, all this. What do you think is going to happen?
I think that ICE is going to do their job correctly and ICE is going to defend themselves. And you have an absolute great point. It's all these white women that are doing these white liberal lesbian women. It seems like they need a man in their life.
It's crazy. Let me show a few of these before we show something. I've got dozens of these public officials really trying to hide things out of control. Again, we had the Washington Post. Oh, ICE was not in the vehicle's path when he fired the fatal shots. This is, you know, after they knew the frontal footage showed them ramming. I mean, this is really setups, but here's the key. Again, Axios, MSNBC, all of it, months ago, back in July, Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance. That's not me, that's Axios. There needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public. And so we get all this information, and then we go out to events, and others do, and the left goes, you just wait till you kill us. We're going to burn this country down. And so we're getting in your face. So they even say it like they know. So all you got to get is a few lunatic people that want to commit suicide. They just go ram ICE. They're going to kill you because you're trying to kill them, and now you've got what you want.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's these left-wing lunatics. And we've all seen the videos. You're going to kill us and then we're going to burn this city down. Yeah, that's exactly what they want. They want to burn the city down and they want a 1776 to happen again. And they're not going to like what they get when they get that.
What are you predicting? I mean, I want to stop it. What could Trump do to stop it?
I think Trump is doing a great job at actually stopping it, standing behind these ICE officers that do defend themselves. And I think we need to put the fear in God in people that are going to go out and cause harm against our federal agents and try to burn our cities down. If you come to our city and you try to burn it down, ICE will defend itself if you attack them, or you will be arrested and thrown under the prison.
What do you make? I showed you a few of those clips. I've got dozens more where the guy's like, here's my gun. I'm coming to kill you. I'm a good shot. I mean, it's just an instinctive level. When I look at that guy, That's not free speech when he says we're coming to kill you.
No, it's not. That's terroristic threats. Those are that is domestic terrorism, him threatening federal officers. Same thing with the threats we get on a daily basis, Axis. Alex, I know you have to have round-the-clock security, and I have to – I can't afford it, but I carry a gun everywhere I go, and I have to keep my head on a swivel because of the amount of people that want to take us out. I am disgusted at people that are saying that and getting away with it in these democratic states under the guise of free speech. That is not free speech because they are acting on it. Like you saw with Renee Good when she tried to hit that ICE agent. She was acting on a radicalized ideology of trying to kill an ICE agent because that is
what she was laughing like a witch while she did it.
Yep, and like I said, the only thing I feel bad for in that car is that poor dog that had to suffer through all that with it.
And like you said, you reportedly had two kids taken away. The other three or whatever, the elementary school student, mommy wasn't there. Mommy got radicalized at the school, though, they're saying.
That is what I'm hearing. And, you know, it all starts in these liberal book clubs. They start going to these little liberal book clubs, and they slowly start getting radicalized and reading these manifestos, and that's where it starts.
Unbelievable. Let's play a few of these clips. This is the socialist Seattle mayor. And she also got asked the other day, would you ever prosecute any of the fraud with Somalia? She said, no, we won't even look at it. And then we've got in Philadelphia, the prosecutor, the police chief, literally saying, these aren't real law enforcement. They have no right to be here, period. So federal law enforcement is somebody that's a convicted rapist, murderer, bank robber, which they've been arrested by the thousands. No, you have no right. And these sanctuary cities, let them go. Let them do it. I mean, it is terrorism on us. Here's the Philly DA, Larry Kranzer saying the same thing. I literally have dozens of these clips. Then Tim Walz saying we're going to call the National Guard to counter the feds. Let's play these clips.
Yesterday, armed ICE agents in an unmarked vehicle detained three North Seattle neighbors at Evergreen Washelli Cemetery. I am furious at the federal government's abuse of power. It is unacceptable to kidnap people who are simply going about their lives. There is no place for this in Seattle. This latest abuse comes on the heels of the murder of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis by federal agents. Renee was a poet, a caring neighbor, and a mother, someone with a family whose community is now grieving unimaginable loss. These are not abstractions. These are real people, real families, and real harm. I know many people in our community are frightened and outraged about the way ICE and other federal enforcement agencies are being deliberately deployed across the country to intimidate and harm our communities. I am heartbroken and outraged, too. This moment demands action. Here's what we're doing. Seattle is a welcoming city. We already have laws in place that forbid our local police from aiding ICE in most instances. The police will adhere to these laws. That's an important step. But it's also true that we have limited authority with regard to the actions of federal agencies. And I know that our existing laws are not enough to keep people safe. So I'm working with Police Chief Barnes, City Attorney Evans, immigrant rights groups, and local leaders to identify every possible legal argument, public resource, and creative tool we can use to keep the people of Seattle safe. This will take all of us. I urge you to sign up for the Washington for All ICE mobilization alerts. And don't stop there. I encourage you to raise your voices and demand that every elected official does what they can to actually protect the people who make our neighborhoods home. This is a scary situation, and situations like this are when we show ourselves who we are and what we believe. Here in Seattle, we practice solidarity. Everyone should be safe in their homes, in their workplaces, and in their city. My message to our immigrant neighbors, this is your city. You should be safe here, and I'm determined to make it that way.
And they allow them to vote, so I'm not going to play all this. We'll go to her in a minute. But these videos first, we're going to hurt. This is clip 30, and again 31. And these are like long. I'm not going to play them all, but quote, kill them all, burn them all. Christy Nunn will hang, save a life, kill an ICE. And there's so much cussing that, again, it's almost, we can't even really play the clips because it's just like bleep, 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 bleep. You know, it's just nonstop, like Morse code cussing. So when we played the clips first hour, it's kind of unintelligible. It's just like clip, 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 because there's so much howling and cussing. But Kyle, these are, in New York, it's like 10,000 people literally chanting, we're going to kill ICE. We're going to kill Kristi Noem. This is not, oh, you know, we're going to even overthrow the government. Or this is not, you know, this is, we're going to kill these people because they're Nazis. And then, but oh, we're all sweet. oh, she didn't do anything when she got killed. It's like crazy. So they do all these marches, say all this, but then act like they're not saying it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, look at the states of where this is happening, especially in New York. Look who they just elected as mayor of New York, that communist Muslim mayor of New York who is going to absolutely destroy that city, who's not doing anything about it, who is allowing these protests and acts of terrorism, because it is an act of terrorism. As soon as you start to chant, kill Kristi Noem, hang Kristi Noem, that is an act of domestic terrorism, of death threats against the director of Homeland
Security. And save a life, kill ICE.
All of it. It just needs to be prosecuted. That is not freedom of speech. That is not a peaceful protest. And trust me, I know what a riot looks like when I see one. I was forced to defend myself at a riot. That is the start of a riot.
And again, we wouldn't do it anyways because we went through soft power and culture. But imagine if you or I got 10,000, we could do it, 10,000 people together started chanting, let's go kill the state police. I'm not saying that randomly. We'd be arrested the next day.
We would have federal agents at our door within hours being indicted by a grand jury. And I really want to know, where is some of this funding coming from? And that's part of the thing. I think the cities haven't burned because we cut off most of their funding, off most of their Soros funding. But still, where are they getting the money to bus all of these people in, Alex? I don't know.
If we said today, which I'm not saying, kill George Soros, we need to kill George Soros, we would be arrested by tomorrow morning.
100%. We'd be thrown in jail. We'd be indicted, and we'd probably be looking at the next 20 years of our life in state and federal prison.
I don't want to kill George Soros, turn him into a martyr. I want to destroy his ideas. But I'm going to say it again, because they control almost every city's DAs through Soros. That's how they're able to do this. That's why they're so emboldened.
I mean, you saw how Soros came after me and the
Biden. Tell people about that. Yeah,
absolutely. So in 2020, when I was on trial for my life, Joe Biden, the sitting auto pen president of the United States, I say auto pen because he didn't get stuff done at all. He came after me with the full force and the Soros backing DA that funded everything and funded the riots in Kenosha and that funds the police in Chicago, Milwaukee, New York. Those were the people that were trying to throw me, 17 years old, in prison for the rest of my life for a convicted pedophile trying to take my life away from me.
Who said, I'm going to kill you?
Who said, if I catch you alone, I'm going to kill you? Who threatened to kill me?
And they're chasing you down the street with guns.
With guns, skateboards, batons, and I hear people all the time, and I put a tweet out the other day because I've hit a point to where I can now troll the fake news into writing articles about me because I know what I did. I did nothing wrong. I defended myself. We all saw the videos. You've reported probably most of anybody on my trial, and you see them getting so triggered because I put a tweet out saying, I'm thinking about going to Minneapolis and crossing the state lines, because the biggest accusation the left wants to throw out there is that I cross state lines, which is just not true. That is just false. And they try to paint these narratives and try to destroy your life based on you don't fit into their beliefs or you defended yourself against their comrades.
Why did they decide to try to kill you that night?
I think they thought I was going to be an easy target, Alex. I think they wanted to take somebody out, and they saw a 17-year-old pudgy little kid with no facial hair that looked a little young. I looked probably 15. We can all agree on that, right, Alex?
I wouldn't say you look wimpy, but you looked friendly.
Yeah, I looked friendly.
So the fact you looked nice, they thought, oh,
this is an easy target, but they were wrong. I'm somebody who wants to go home at the end of the day, and I will protect myself. I will defend myself if somebody tries to take my life. I did defend myself when they did try to kill me. And then they tried to take my rights away and throw me under the jail. They held me for 87 days before I was able to get bailed out. They tried to revoke my bail, and the DA violated my rights when I testified. He went into my Fifth Amendment rights and commented on my post-arrest silence for invoking my Fifth Amendment rights. These are the people we're up against. These are the people that are rioting and burning our cities down and now killing federal agents, attempting to kill federal
agents. They have actually killed some.
They have. Yes, they have.
But then we don't even know I forget their names, but they don't make a big deal about it.
No,
it's one thing. The feds, when they're in the right, should do. They should make a bigger deal when the Border Patrol get killed by Trantifa and other, you know, they don't make a big deal about it.
No.
Which I get, they're not going to get the pussy patrol thing, but at the same time, you got to expose it.
Absolutely. And Alex, to be honest, InfoWars is probably one of the only real media organizations out there that talks about this stuff, because everybody else is too afraid to hit on the fact that things like this is happening and that Trans Tifa is coming out and killing ICE agents and Border Patrol and doing these terrible, disgusting things.
It's unbelievable. I want to give the number out. Your chance to talk to Kyle Rittenhouse, your chance to talk about all the big issues of today, all of it. Trump basically pulled out of the UN. You're the top UN expert saying basically it's done. He pulled out. I mean, people complaining about Trump. I complain we can do better, but overall, I'm like, A+, 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 and I'll bitch about something wrong to get it going the right way, and usually it does. I mean, we ought to be thanking God right now, folks. It is spectacular. The toll-free number to join us to talk to Kyle Rittenhouse is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Where do you see all this going? Where do you see the riots going? Where do you see the left going? They are betting everything on these uprisings right now. That's why exposing this is so incredibly important. And we predicted they're going to try to have their uprising around somebody getting killed at a immigration event, because they said it was going to happen. Out of a clear blue sky, when President is president-elect, talking point, every channel, Trump's going to send the Border Patrol and ICE to kill migrants or others at a demonstration. They would never do that, because they're going to then give them the tactics that push people into a corner to defend themselves. And then, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse, he's got to go to prison. People chasing him with guns, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill you. Literally over him, attacking him, beating him. You're not allowed to defend yourself. That's the message. The great crime is standing up to communists. Well, guess what? We are. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And Kyle, again, the great gun organization you're part of, your website, how people find you?
Yeah, we're Texas Gun Rights. You can find us at texasgunrights.org. Our social media X is TX Gun Rights. And you can find my social media, Rittenhouse 2A, across all platforms, even communist Facebook.
Absolutely. It's beautiful what's happening. All right, hour number four. More news. J.D. Vance has come out and commented on the Vindicating video being released. He already had the intel yesterday when he said she's part of a radical group. We already knew that, too. They go, what's your proof? We already knew she'd rammed him. Now we have it all.
Now we have better video, and we saw it from that officer's point of view of her trying to kill him.
Well, you hear the boom hit his legs.
Yeah, I'm surprised it doesn't have a broken leg.
Well, the guy's tough. I mean, he literally bounces off the front of the vehicle.
Yeah, I mean.
And notice he didn't say, oh, I actually pulled the trigger. He said, no, I thought she was going to kill other people. Because he's already been hit. He's like, okay, I just got hit. Boom.
Yep. I mean, what's her intention for driving full force into an ICE agent? It's common
sense. Plus, we now know, F you, bitch, yeah, you're about to get it. You ain't going, you know, the girlfriend, the wife, yeah, mother, you ain't going, you know, they're like literally threatening them.
They're antagonizing and threatening, and what are you going
to
do?
This is your last day, bitch, you're about to, and what do you think?
It's insanity. It's complete left-wing, radicalized, trans-antifa, lesbian, gayness propaganda.
And again, I don't even hate them. You know, I like girls too. The point is, the fact is, they just happen to be lesbians. It's all lesbians. It's like, what is your problem?
All of them.
What is your major malfunction, Private Pyle?
Why do they all look the same too?
They all look like mutants. Something's wrong with them. We're going to go to break, folks. Remember, I'm a listener supported by you, and we got a sale going through Sunday. Our best-selling bovine colostrum that is so amazing, the super nutrient of super nutrients. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. And it only happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period, because every month we give away another super off-road American vehicle. You get put in this week for the one that's about to end and the new one, 50x entries every purchase in the sweepstakes. People love it. Wasn't even my idea. It's Bigley's idea. I'm like, a sweepstakes? People love this. So, okay, great. Fund the operation. Knock yourselves out. $20,000 cash, $1,000 per vehicle. In a couple days, that ends. Be able to get that deal where you're put in for both. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Be the reason we'll always be on the air. Thank you so much. Back with hour number four.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21.
Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government. When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops.
Yesterday, the woman's body that was killed when she tried to run over an ICE agent in Minnesota wasn't even cold yet. And Tam Pon Tim, the known communist Chinese agent, who loved the riots in 2020, and his wife opened the window to smell the burning tires, he came out and he said, I'm going to call out the National Guard to deal with this. And he was clearly talking about to counter Trump and the federal government. But people said, oh, he didn't really mean that. Well, today he came back out and clarified it. He said, no, I'm calling the National Guard out to counter the feds.
We issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary.
Obama had 4 times the deportations per capita that Trump has had in this last year. But Biden dismantled the enforcement system, so Trump's ramping it up. They're sending out ICE to arrest people with huge criminal records, you name it. It's totally constitutional. And now corporate media, the Washington Post, Jimmy Kimmel, isn't showing you the video of him being rammed by the car before he shoots her. They are literally trying to cause a civil war in this country that I've been warning you about for years. It's in the Democrat Party Podesta plan. And we're here right now. Fox News did an excellent breakdown on the Cain program today, laying it out. And I got to warn you, this is just the beginning. The left knows they're losing politically. They're losing hearts and minds. So they're only going to intensify their calls for violence and insurrection and violent attacks, rammings, shootings, you name it, against ICE, hoping they have more of these events. And the governor said, oh, this was just 4 blocks away from the shrine of George Floyd and how, you know, he died.
Just to remind our viewers, this site is 4 blocks away from where George Floyd was killed 5.5 years ago.
And so, again, they're trying to invoke all of that to get as much violence as they can. The good news is the average American, black, white, old, young, you name it, sees through this. And so it's going to be as easy for them to pull off what they did back with George Floyd to trigger the summer of love in 2020. Here's the Fox report.
I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government. I think in this case that the National Guard is their main mission. They have a dual mission. There's the federal mission when they're under Title 10 orders, and then they're under Title 32 orders. And this warning order, there's nothing officially been done yet. If I am to activate them as the commander in chief of the Minnesota National Guard, I will issue the executive order to the Minnesota National Guard.
We've never been at war with the federal government, suggesting he now is. Minnesota now is at war with the United States. In describing the National Guard not to quell protest, not to control riots, but to use the National Guard against President Donald J. Trump. We have not heard language like that since the 1960s. when state and national guards were employed to stop the federal integration of schools, including Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957, Mississippi in 1962, and Alabama in 1963. That is the insanity of this moment. Luckily, Vice President Vance took the reins and guided us back towards sanity.
The simple fact is, what you see is what you get in this case. You have a woman who is trying to obstruct a legitimate law enforcement operation. Nobody debates that. I can believe that her death is a tragedy while also recognizing that it's a tragedy of her own making and a tragedy of the far left who has marshaled an entire movement, a lunatic fringe, against our law enforcement officers.
Nevertheless, Mayor Jacob Frey, a somehow more feminine version of Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, Frey isn't making any apology for what he said yesterday.
I'm so sorry if I offended their Disney princess ears, but here's the thing. If we're talking about what's inflammatory, on the one hand, you got someone who dropped an F-bomb, and on the other hand, you got someone who killed somebody else. F-bomb, killing somebody. I think the more inflammatory action is killing somebody.
Remember, the Podesta plan, the official Democrat war game, predicted that Trump would start deporting illegal aliens. They have the George Soros-funded NGOs go out and get violent. And when there's finally somebody on their side gets hurt, we'll be right back, folks, with Kyle Rittenhouse. We have a new product in at theellisjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So as soon as the shooting happened in Minnesota a few days ago, Minneapolis, you could see from the footage in the back that there's an ICE agent in front of the car. And every report they ever put out, it's crazy how accurate they are. I thought, well, I'm going to believe them. And then he's like, no, it's a lie, everything. And then the footage comes out in a couple hours that he's hit, bounces off the front of the vehicle. Now the actual cell phone footage he shot has been released. It vindicates it all. J.D. Vance got attacked for his press conference, saying he's part of a radicalized group. He's already had the intel. That was already breaking from Sordor. He was with the feds. That, you know, she was part of this Antifa group and all this. Now that's all confirmed. Her wife has admitted it. And they don't care. They just move on to the next line. And you've got all these mayors and governors and police chiefs calling for resisting and get out of our town. You shouldn't be here. Everybody should fight you. You have the Chicago mayor saying we're going to fight you. They know exactly what they're doing, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Absolutely they do. They are inciting violence against these ICE agents, and it's disturbing, and I know we were just talking about J.D. Vance a second ago off air, and it's just amazing to see what he's doing with the country and actually standing behind these agents and standing up for them, and people are like, oh, J.D. is saying all these accusations. No, J.D. had all the information before anybody else did. He knows what's going on. This DOJ is not going to stand behind an officer that does the wrong thing. This administration is going to stand with the officers that do the right thing, and they're going to stand up for ICE, and they're going to stand up for the American people. Unlike the last administration, to where if this would have happened under Otto Penn, they would have thrown this officer in a federal prison. He would have been sent straight to the gulag. But no, we're in a different time era to where officers have a right to defend themselves.
How weird is it that it's four blocks from George Floyd, who they admit in the coroner's report died of three times the limit of fentanyl, and it turns out one prosecutor quit and filed a suit about it, where they knew he was innocent and didn't care and went ahead with it?
It's disgusting, and the fact that a lot of this was released from the public, and if you look at the autopsy report, you see how much fentanyl was in that man.
And other drugs.
Other drugs, all of the drugs. You're like, wow.
Exactly. It was like methamphetamine, fentanyl, other opioids, speed. This marijuana.
What a great American patriot right there, George Floyd is. He hasn't committed a crime in several years now, but I guess that's what fentanyl will do to you. Because I can promise you that I do jiu-jitsu, and I've had plenty of knees in my neck, and I've been put in chokeholds. You're not gonna die.
I had Craig Jones, world ground pounding champion, choke me out. Didn't die.
And we're still sitting here today. It's just amazing, but guess what will kill you, people? Fentanyl. Don't do drugs.
Guys, pull up Alex Jones choked out by Craig Jones. You'll see me like a year and a half ago, 70 pounds fatter. And what was weird, though, is when I woke up, I didn't know where I was. I'll say that. So let's go ahead and here's J.D. Vance's post on X. What the press has done in lying about the innocent law enforcement officer is disgusting. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. They're not ashamed. They love it. Here's another one. Watch this. As hard as it is, many of you have been told this law enforcement officer wasn't hit by a car, wasn't being harassed, and was murdered an innocent woman. The reality is that his life was in danger, and he fired in self-defense. So here's the issue. Even though this is all out, they're still doubling down. Here's the clip.
Come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking guy. You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Get out of the car.
Literally runs him over. They challenge him like challenging a bull with a red cape. Literal adrenaline, assault with a deadly weapon, totally clean.
Absolutely. I mean, that's an officer that trains right there and trains to stay alive. It is a miracle, like I said earlier, that he's still alive and that car didn't get under him, because 4,000 pounds on top of you will kill you.
But notice he said, she hit me. There were other officers behind me. I did it for them. He didn't say, it was an accident. She hit me. I pulled the trigger. No, he said, no, she hit me. I had to protect people.
Absolutely. And that's his job as an officer. That is his, he took an oath to protect people. He also protected himself. It's just insane. And I don't know what she was thinking, that it's a good idea. Let me go ahead and run this guy over.
And you got these women out here LARPing with agents outnumbered going in to literally get hardened, convicted criminals. And they think it's not to be swarming around doing this.
I try to wrap my brain around their ideology, but it's so extreme and so wrong that I just can't wrap my head around.
Well, I mean, plenty of times I've been driving through a neighborhood and see like 10 police cars and a SWAT team vehicle. I don't jump out of my car, just run up and start attacking them. I mean, it's asking to die. Well, what do they think? I mean, you know.
I think we have brains and they don't. We have common sense and good judgment. They do not have that. I'm not going to run up and impede an officer in his official duties, because you don't know if they're going to take that as a threat. A lot of things can be taken as a threat. You charging at an officer constitutes deadly force, especially when in a vehicle.
Well, it's the same thing. If I swung a hatchet at you, you have a right to shoot me. But she actually hit him with the hatchet.
Actually hit him with the, we'll call the equivalent. Car the hatchet. It's equivalent. 4,000-pound missile, essentially.
Well, let's do this analogy right now. Because here's a World War II trench dagger. Don't blast me, Colin. They got reflexes. Okay. So you're out here doing your job, and I say, fuck around, find out. We're going to get you, okay? And then I start coming at you. You try to step out of the way. I still get you in the shoulder. You shoot me. Who's guilty?
He is the initial aggressor.
Yeah.
he made contact first, just like in that situation. That person made contact with the officer first. That is the initial aggressor. He has a right
to self-defense. And they came looking for it.
They came looking for it. She was there to block ice.
They're the initiator.
She initiated it. She would still be alive if she did not F around and
find
out.
Well, she's part of an Antifa super soldier warrior group.
Oh, that means it's okay, Alex. We got to support her. She's part of Antifa. We got to stand with her.
Meanwhile, she's got a little kid at home.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's hard on every side of things because that person made a stupid decision and she's no longer alive. And I can't blame the officer for defending himself. I can't blame anybody for protecting their own lives, because if somebody's going to try to kill you, they've already made their peace. And it's a shame that it had to happen like that, but I think it's a good lesson for everybody.
Well, those women wanted to go back to their group at the Department of Education middle school or elementary school and just show off.
Absolutely. They wanted to go back to their little book reading clubs where they probably read their transvestite books and talk about it and be like, oh, look at what I did with the ICE agent. I got to run one over. So cool. No, you didn't.
She didn't know. He'd already been run over 6 months before.
Exactly. Dragged, what was it, 60 feet or something like that?
It was 100 yards.
100 yards he was dragged, and you see his bloodied body sitting
in the hospital. Stitches
everywhere. It was a good portion of stitches. I don't remember the exact.
37 stitches.
And yes, you have a reasonable fear of a car that actually has hit you in the past and then getting hit by a car again. That is a deadly force situation. I don't know how many times we have to say it to get it through these liberal transvestites' heads, but I'll keep repeating it. It was self-defense and he.
Well, it's classic F around find out.
Classic F around find out. It's play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Well, it's blown up in their face, but they still keep, but that's why the corporate media acts like the majority of people are now seeing this. This show alone is bigger than their big shows. There's all the shows are covering it. Mm-hmm. So they just keep lying like people don't know.
And like, we all have eyes. We can all see what happened. Watch the video. It's the same thing of when the left tried to paint my video and paint me as a vigilante.
Yeah, by the way, we put the B-roll that dude put the night happened with Kyle. Dude was having here late. He put the original super viral video out from all the angles. Yeah, here it is. Keep going.
We saw what happened on August 25th of them cornering me and how the left tried to twist it. And even in court, the prosecutor, Thomas Binger's opening statement was, I chased them down. And they are the ones who provided us with the video. We got the FBI illegal surveillance drone video from them. We got the DG drone video from them. We got the evidence from them, and it showed the complete opposite. They lied to the world, and they lied to the jury because they thought they could get away with it, and they thought they can throw me in prison.
And that's another whole subject. The feds had all the truth the whole time. You had to get it.
Absolutely. And it's a whole different topic and a whole nother 2-hour conversation about the feds illegally surveilling U.S. citizens. We'll get into that on another day. But
and also show trials. But despite them trying to rig it, the judge did a good job.
The judge did a great job of making sure I had a fair trial because he saw through the antics that the prosecution was trying to pull with Lunchbox and Littlefinger, who were prosecuting me and trying to take a 17-year-old's life away from him. They knew exactly what would have happened if they would have sent me to prison, and that was their goal.
Meanwhile, these rocket scientists were running around burning down random businesses and car dealerships. That's the convicted pedophile right there.
Yeah, that was the guy who first attempted to kill me. He threatened to kill me. If I catch you alone, I'm going to effing kill you. Those were his words to me. And guess what? He did try to kill me, and I defended myself.
It's on video, didn't he? Like, climb on top of you, right?
He grabbed my gun and attempted to rip my gun out of my hands after chasing me down and as I was being shot.
Screaming, I'm going to kill you.
Yes. No, he wasn't screaming, I'm going to kill you, as he was chasing me down. Earlier in that night, he says, if I ever catch you alone out here, I'm going
to... Sure, well, that is the next guy screaming as he chases you, right?
Yep, next guy. I'm being screamed, kill him, get him, cranium that boy.
Did he pull the gun? He had a gun in his hand when it happened, right?
Yep, Mr. Grosscreutz, Gage Grosscreutz.
So a gun pointed at you, you're not supposed to... But again, with the officer in Minnesota, it's even more, not just pull it, the truck's the gun, he actually, this lady fired it, she hit him.
She hit him with her car, and that's deadly force. And like I said, we just need to stand with that officer because they're doing the exact same thing to him that they were doing with me. They're railing him in the court of public opinion.
Well, that's another thing. Anybody that thinks cops, there's a few bad ones, obviously, like anybody, want trouble. They know there's Soros DAs after them. They know. They're not wanting to kill anybody. Look how restrained they've been the last 11 and a half months.
Yeah, I mean, now they're attempting to kill us. You saw what they did a couple months ago, September 10th. They assassinated Charlie Kirk.
So what I'm saying is we've been restrained.
Oh, yeah. We have been restrained. And we're the side of peace. They are the side of violence. We don't want to see violence. We want to see a place to where we can send our kids to public schools that aren't being infiltrated by Muslim and Somali families. We want to see a place where we can go grocery shopping and not having to worry about some tranny coming in and shooting the place up. We want to live in a society that's peaceful.
And with you, I know you've told the story before, but I'll just recap before we get our calls. You're living nearby. You see all the lawlessness. You've already seen riots and nights before. You decide to be a medic and help people. What's wrong with a good person wanting to go out and help? Oh, the left, that was the big no-no.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and I will say this on air. I know I've joked about it on social media because I love baiting the fake news because it's so easy to know what they're going to write about and what they're going to try to push against you. So I put a tweet out saying I'm thinking of going to Minneapolis and crossing state lines to get there. I knew that was going to get some attention. I did that on purpose because I did that as a little test to show how fake the media is. I was being sarcastic. I would never encourage anybody in a million years to go to one of these riots because it's not worth getting into a deadly conflict situation to where you're forced to defend yourself because what they did to me, what they did to this ICE agent, they're going to do to you if you're...
Well, let's go back. And she's actually here today, but we get her in here. She'll get mad at me. She'll be on air. But I always forget his name. Who's the decorated Army sergeant on top of his job at Fort Hood doing a lift during Black Lives Matter 2020-2021, and they're blocking downtown, aim a gun, say, get out, roll out the window. He shoots them.
Yeah, so Daniel Perry, a couple years ago, July 2020, a month before my shooting, he was forced to defend himself by just going through and doing Uber here in Travis County, Texas, Travis County.
Austin, yeah.
Yeah, Austin, communist Soros-funded DA and judges out there. So Garrett Foster walks up to his vehicle. He's one of these leftist antagonists who goes out to all these riots and likes to stir the pot. Mr. Daniel Perry is a combat veteran army officer who was out there doing Uber, and he was driving through the area and he was blocked in. His car was surrounded, and Garrett Foster thought it was going to be a great idea to walk up to his vehicle, point an AK-47 in his face, and tell him
roll down the window, get out of the car. Mm-hmm.
And guess what happens? You point an AK-47 in my face, I'm going to do exactly what Daniel Perry did. I'm going to defend myself. And he defended himself perfectly. 5 shots, center mass, center of chest, neutralized the threat, got himself out of that situation.
And then Soros convicted. Throws him in prison. The governor had to pardon him. My point was, it was that year or the year after, because it was like, I ran into it only once. You would have to be downtown, like South Lamar, like 5 miles away. My daughter just got her driver's license. She's like 21 now. She's like 17 then. She ran into stuff, roads blocked, people beating on her car. I mean, it's just like maniac. And now in Minnesota, they're like blocking roads, beating cars, just screaming at normal people. I mean, what is that?
I have no idea. And one would think it's maybe a little too cold for them to go out there because usually they do this in the summertime. But it's the ideology that they're being fed and pushed. It starts in our schools and it starts in where they're going to hang out, these book clubs are going to, these commie mommies, moms demand actions, Giffords.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? You're driving home at like 8 o'clock at night. All of a sudden, 500 people surround you pointing guns at you. Like, what?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
You know, Alex, if I was a Democrat, no, you're supposed to let the peaceful protesters take your life away from you. But hell no. You don't let somebody take your life away from you. You stand up and you defend yourself when somebody's trying to bring harm against you or your family. Don't be afraid. I know what they may do is throw you in prison, but your life is worthy of living. It's better to be
tried by 9 than to carry by 6.
Yeah, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
No.
And honestly, it's disgusting.
That means the coffin being carried. Yeah.
Yep. It's sick. It's sick what our world has come into where they resort to this violence. And we saw how bad it was 5 years ago. It's only gotten worse with this transvestite, left-wing, gay violence.
Well, I mean, it's just totally insane. I mean, you see the videos where they just randomly pull up if you're white and there are white people doing it, grabbing you out of your car. I'm surprised more of them haven't been killed.
I mean,
seriously, I'm a Mr. Tough Guy, but if I pull up at a red light and hundreds of people around me point guns at me, I'm going to, like, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. And Alex, you're probably one of the last people I want to mess with. I've seen
No, I'm just saying. I would actually like go into a mode though, like you did. Like people are pointing guns at you. What are you supposed to do?
Absolutely. You shut down to your lowest level of training. You resort back to your lowest level of training. And that is why it is so important to train, because that is what you fall back on, and that's what's going to keep you alive. So train, train, train. Get out to the range. Get out to defensive courses. Learn close quarter combat. Learn how to shoot from
and kick the Soros judges out.
Kick the Soros judges out. That is a very important point, because they're the ones that are going to throw you in prison. The Soros DAs, know who you're voting for. Look at your ballot. Oh, that person's a Democrat on the judge. Look into them.
You know, in England, there's been famous cases. You can get robbed and raped. If you fight back, you go to jail. They know.
Yeah, and this is the United States of America, where we have Second Amendment rights. And as you know, Second Amendment rights mean nothing about self-defense. They mean standing up against a tyrannical government. But we have a right, a God-given right, to defend ourselves. And we have laws on the books saying we can use self-defense against deadly forces. Somebody tries to take your life away from you, defend yourself. Somebody tries to rape you, defend yourself. I know if somebody tries to harm my wife and I'm not around, she's going to handle business, and she's going to handle it perfectly.
Oh, I love that the feminists don't want women to have guns. Women are excellent shots, as good as men or better. That's beautiful, though, to see women getting involved in the Second Amendment. What's weird is the left's now getting guns, but not waking up that we were right. No, they're for us. It's like, it's crazy.
Absolutely.
I remember like 8 years ago when they started getting into guns, I thought, oh, they'll wake up. No, they don't even get it. They like had this paradox where we weren't right to have guns. They're for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's so one-sided, and as we saw the video just a while ago of that we played, you played here on InfoWars, of all of these transvestite supporters and gays and anti-ICE leftists saying, we're going to kill you, we're going to hang you, we are going to do these vile, unhumane things to you, we're better shots.
And it's not like it's if you go, oh, they're just people on TikTok. No, huge rallies with tens of thousands chanting, kill ICE, kill ICE.
Look at New York, look at Minnesota, look at Portland, Oregon, look at Chicago, Milwaukee, look at anywhere where there is a Democrat.
Denver.
Denver is a big one. Look where there's Democratic leaders in charge. This is a deep state coming after us.
Pure scum. Let's start going to calls. We'll go to Tanker, Robert, Aaron, Matt, John, Chad, Andrew, and Austin in the next 35 minutes we have left. Let's go to Tanker Jag, lawyer and veteran on the Second Amendment with Kyle Rittenhouse. Go ahead.
Yeah, good day, gentlemen, and God bless you. Hey, Kyle, I wanted to ask you a question. I think we're in a civil war already, and the civil war has been going on in the mind of the left probably for 50 years. They've captured the schools. I could tell you in law school, I know 90% of lawyers and judges are leftists. But when it comes to what we call gun rights, you know, in Washington State, where I live, they've banned high-capacity magazines. You can only have a 10-round mag max. And I was wondering if you, what happened to you, had a bolt action rifle, or you had something that was limited to 10 rounds, would you be here today?
So there's two answers to that question. I would still be here today if I had a rifle with 10 rounds of magazines, for this sole reason that I only fired 8 shots in my entire shooting ordeal. If I had a bolt action rifle, I'd be dead.
Right. Right.
But 100% against all magazine limits. They're unconstitutional because there were hundreds of attackers around me showing that it could have been a potential to where I would have had to defend myself against more if they didn't back up.
Well, they always spin it like it's an assault rifle. It's actually made when you're being rushed by people. That's what the whole point.
Absolutely. And assault rifles are already illegal. It was a semi-automatic rifle. And don't get me wrong, I wish we could have machine guns and assault rifles. That would be so cool. But 30 rounds is a standard capacity magazine. My Glock that I'm carrying on me right now holds 17 rounds. So that would pretty
much. But again, it's all about who's behind it. We need more firepower behind good people.
Yeah, it's insane.
Take our nuclear forces that are still human controlled. 70 years of our folks, I had family that was in charge of Nike nukes, and they were just upstanding good Americans, never a problem. It's about trusting the good people. But you got to then profile people. You don't give lunatic, blue-haired crazies like they did control the nuclear stockpile. The guy was stealing all the luggage.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. I think everybody deserves to have the right to gun rights, but I think with the leftists, we need to focus on getting their mental health and maybe institutionalizing them for a set amount of time until they're no longer crazy and they can actually be...
Well, I think anybody saying, I'm going to randomly kill federal agents for no reason, there's no longer... That's not a red flag. You've now said you're a terrorist. Tanker, anything else?
Yeah, I believe they're hunting us. The left has been hunting us for a long time. They've gotten the schools way back when, and they've ruined our children. Now they're in the final stages, and Alex, you talk about it all the time. And the thing is right now they're really going hard, especially like in Washington State, Oregon,
California. Hold on, don't hang up. Hold on, hang up, Tanker. I'm going to come back to you. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm sorry, I'm hogging call written out for myself here. But you got to come back more often.
Hey, I'm
you're only up the road here. All right, let's come back. Tanker and everybody else, we'll go to you straight ahead.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And the great archetypal American, Kyle Rittenhouse, here with us. But, you know, the last caller, we'll go back to him to finish up, nailed it. The left is hunting us. They are hunting us. They were hunting Kyle Rittenhouse, but he wasn't a soft target. And we have to recognize that and realize this isn't a hobby fighting tyranny. This is a full-time job. It's an animating contest. You don't lose by fighting. You gain by fighting. Tanker Jag, finish up your point. I'll get your response to being hunted by the left, even still today. But now the hunters have become the hunted in the info war. Tanker Jag, finish your points.
Yeah, like I said, Alex, I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. I know that 90% of the judges and lawyers are far-left lunatics or at least poisoned by that. And so you can't rely on the courts for any justice anymore. And the left knows this. And one thing I can say about the left is they have their crap together, and they know who their enemy is, and the enemy is us to them. And we need to pull our heads out of our rear ends and figure it out and learn how to stand together and fight back.
That's why they're so emboldened. Hundreds of videos I can play just today saying, I got a gun, I'm going to kill ICE, let's go kill ICE. That's not free speech, that's terrorism.
Absolutely, right. It's terrorism.
Kyle? Thank you, Tanker Jag. Go ahead.
Absolutely, it's terrorism, Alex. You see what they're doing, and they did hunt me. They tried to kill me. They're hunting ICE agents. They're mobilizing. They're mobilizing in force. They're training together. They're figuring out how to block these ICE agents in, how to use their 4,000-pound missile vehicles as weapons. It is disturbing. It's disturbing what's happened. It's in our schools. It's in our grocery stores. It's everywhere we go. There are training to cause mass violence to take over this country and push their terrible narrative and their corrupt communist narrative.
And notice how they've taken a page out of the jihadis using vehicles.
Yes, they have. What's next? Are they going to? They're probably going to start strapping explosives to them, for all we know, and they're going to start bombing ICE agents. And it scares me because that's what I think is going to happen.
Well, that's one battle after another. Up for Academy Award is all about that. Right on time, Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, you weren't here for the new year, but I'm still going to celebrate it. Bottom line, Trump officially basically pulled us out of the UN. It's not getting any attention. We've won the Second Amendment intellectual fight. That's what they're going to full civil war. Suddenly, Democrats are pro-Second Amendment. Now they know they lost it because they want to use it against us, which isn't the Second Amendment. So here is everybody in the new year, 9 days late. Here's the Kyle Rittenhouse surviving the tyranny and living to fight another day and spreading the word. Boom, baby. There you go. I'm going to make a big mess in the studio. One more. All right. There you go. A little celebration of Kyle being here, folks. Ha ha. It's pretty cool, huh?
Just waiting for the security team to run in.
That's right. They're going to think we're killing each other. I took a knife to him. All right. Let's go to Aaron in Montana, then Robert and everybody else. Aaron, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, so I was curious, what's the organization, Kyle, you were talking about in Texas with the shooting organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are Texas Gun Rights. You can find us at texasgunrights.org. We have some great things coming out. Can't talk about most of it yet, but we're going to have our entire legislative plan coming out in the next couple weeks with our big, beautiful ballot. We're going to talk about who we're supporting and why we're supporting them, and we have more great things to come with that.
And before you go any further, I want to be 100% clear. I love the NRA set up after the Civil War to train Northerners and blacks how to have guns and fight the KKK. They've done a great job. I love Charlton Heston, who I knew and was friends with. I love Ted Nugent. They're all great, you know, great guy. It's that they got great people in the NRA, but since the feds came after them the last 5 years and shut down their TV network and everything, they kind of got gelded. And so now just they're kind of out of commission. So though we're winning the Second Amendment battle overall, we want to rehabilitate and bring back the NRA, but it's going to be all these other groups that are already doing it and doing the fight. So this is a real, real threat. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess the second point I was looking at is, are you working with other organizations in other states? We have a group up here in Montana called the Montana Shooting Sports Association. And are the guy that runs that, he has basically been in charge of writing legislation in our state for since the 1980s, and that's why Montana probably has the strongest gun laws in the entire country.
Yeah, we've got to all work together, and just because we've won so far battles, we haven't won the war, and again, there's a vacuum because the NRA has been floundered right now and basically scuttled, and sad, but that's... Kyle, comments on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do work with other organizations pretty closely. I work exclusively for Texas Gun Rights as my full-time job. That's my 9-to-5. That's where I'm at every day. Texas is where I spend 98% of my time now. We're going to be at the legislature. We're going to be at the ballot box. And
this is a real battle here. People don't know. People think Texas is great. No, it's almost blue right now.
It's almost blue, but Texas also leads the charge for every other state in almost every aspect of every law that states tend to follow in what we do. But I work with other organizations such as National Association for Gun Rights, Gun Owners of America.
They're great. They're a great national group.
Yep, NAGR, GOA, Florida Gun Rights, and a couple other local gun rights that are
affiliated. How do we rehabilitate the NRA? Thanks for the call, Aaron.
I don't think there is rehabilitation. I just think we put all of our support into uncompromisable groups such as National Association for Gun Rights.
Yeah, because not everybody can survive an assault like I did by the Democrats.
No. And what the Democrats did to you, Alex, is a whole nother topic. It's just disgusting. They may have tried to take me criminally, but they'll even mobilize litigation against you and try to take everything you have. And Alex doesn't bow to the woke crowd. Alex doesn't buy into the fake news narratives, into the fake court proceedings that try to take away his livelihood and how he makes a living and how he pushes truth, because he's not afraid, because I believe in what Alex says. And I know, Alex, you believe in everything you say.
Absolutely. Well, just be clear. It's a badge of honor that literally the FBI, CIA got declassified, came after me. And they thought if I made no money, I'd give up. I don't care about it. I never had that. It was all a lie. So I'm happier than ever. But it's not me that persevered, Kyle. Let me be clear. It was the listeners supporting the reason. They did it. So thank you, folks. And we're still, I got to do a whole update soon. It's crazy. We're still here. It's God's really working right now. So just keep the prayer going, folks. Let's go to John in FEMA Region 4. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I think this 100% is the Podesta plan in effect. And I think we got some evidence that Obama's the quarterback. I think it's really interesting. He said nothing about the whole incident so far.
Oh, we know from documents. Time. Oh, no, it's him.
Yeah, I think they're trying to decide if it's go time on this one. I think they like a lot of it. They like the jurisdiction. They like having Tim Walz, a useful idiot governor, to set up the whole federal versus state National Guard conflict. But I think they probably don't like the time of year. And I think they probably aren't sure that they like this woman, that she's inspiring enough to kind of, you know, to kind of.
Well, that's right.
Around.
They tried to launch it in the spring and summer. It failed. She got caught being an Antifa commie. The video shows she attacked. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's what you've always said. We don't want the Civil War. And I think what we do is we shine a light on every one of these instances so that it makes it hard for Obama to say this is the event to go on.
I agree. But right now they're making the decision where to go. I think this weekend or next week, Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, I see it happening very soon. I just can't put my thumb on when this is going to happen. But I can see the Obamas being around it. I can see Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, you remember what came out in the documents he was running. You remember with Floyd, they did 3 or 4 days. They did their own Chaz, and then they launched the attack.
Yep.
So I think we're going to find out in the next 48 hours.
Yeah, and I think that's a good timeline for when we're going to figure it out. And I don't want a civil war. I want peace. I want... no violence. I don't want to see, I want mass deportations. I want that's going to make our country safe. I don't want to see these Trantifa people taking over the streets and breaking into our homes, burning down our businesses, and trying to push their narrative.
And they've already taken over women's sports, taken over the schools. It's a bullies. John, great points. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. I just think let's see what Obama says in the next 48 hours or so.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. It's not that John was guessing. Obama, literally, not as a figurehead, he calls shots. Most presidents are puppets under the left. Clinton made some decisions with Obama. He is in the globalist councils. Even with the auto pen, he was in charge.
Absolutely.
That's come out. He's calling the shots. He runs the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes, he does. I've seen you talk about that several times, Alex. I watch the show frequently.
Well, thank you.
I'm not a stalker either, but I do like your content. But... Obama is definitely in control behind the scenes of a lot of things. And I think Obama's mad that he has no power right now because Trump is holding the power and having a safer country for us to live in. Because you look into it, what he was doing a couple years ago when Otto Penn was in office, he was writing the shots. That's why we saw these mass pardons at the end. Biden didn't know about any of those. He's admitted
it. We now know it was Obama said cut off natural gas sales in the U.S. $4 billion a day.
Yep.
I mean, total sabotage, folks.
He's the reason Biden didn't run for re-election again. He said, you're not running, Kamala's running.
That they grabbed him and put him on a plane to Delaware from Vegas.
Yep.
And by the way, we got that from intel. Turned out it was true. They literally kidnapped him.
Yep, they did. And it's disturbing. They tried to say he was sick. And I do believe Biden is very ill and not doing well, but that's another.
And as ill as he was still smarter than Kamala. And then they installed her. Incredible. Chad in Minnesota, you're on the air right now with Kyle Rittenhouse. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Welcome.
Yeah, I have a question for Kyle. The talking about everything that you're talking about, the judges, knowing that if you get into a situation, specifically here, and I'm talking about Minnesota and Minneapolis specifically, of the current situation that's
There's
going
no
on.
There's no warrants. They're Nazis.
And knowing great conversation that you're bringing up the judges, you're bringing up the individuals that we're dealing with. We don't know if they are locals. We don't know. We don't know because nobody's investigating the individuals that are inciting for the corrupt system that sits here in Minneapolis, specifically from the city council
members.
Yeah, Wendell
says, why are you singling this out? Why are you because you guys are literally a communist mothership. The people of Minnesota are great. Exactly. I know Minnesota well. I mean, the network you used to work for, I've been up there like 20 times. But the thing is, though, it's like Canadians. The average Minnesota is so nice, so fair, so hardworking. They're like Ward Cleaver. I'm showing my age, but leave it to Beaver. And they're like right next to all this evil. They can't see it.
And you brought it up about starting a business or running a business here, Alex. I'm glad you brought that up because that's a huge thing. Go and talk to business owners and they'll tell you how much red tape they have to go through.
Unless you open a daycare center. I think that's a great business.
Unless it's a daycare center.
I was just going to say you stole my thunder. So I have a question for you, Kyle. In all of that, knowing that and knowing what the trials and tribulations that you went through personally, dealing with a good judge and having that as, you know, that obviously is a huge thing. And knowing that we don't have that representation. What is your feeling on President Trump bringing forth or at least initiating and maybe starting to lean towards the Insurrection Act? Because we don't have
he
any representation here to
he
go
He has
down.
To do it, and we got to get rid of the filibuster. Thanks for the call, Kyle.
I agree with that 100%. I think Trump should enact the Insurrection Act in Minnesota. I do think that is one thing that's probably going to need some congressional approval.
Well, you got all these governors and mayors saying, go after ICE, tens of thousands saying, kill ICE. That's an insurrection.
Yes, absolutely it is. And I think that's the only way you protect Minnesotans and people, citizens of your state, like in Oregon, New York, Chicago. You have to do that in order to protect those constituents because, God forbid, something does happen. They're going to be thrown in prison. They're trying to take over and they're trying to mobilize their ideology on our children. Like,
yeah, you declare the insurrection when local governments won't defend the people. There's a duty. It's not a just protect. Preserve, defend for the president.
It's a constitutional obligation.
It's an obligation, and here's the deal. We're in that emergency now. So you know, the gloves are off. They want their emergency. Just go right to the emergency to fix it.
Yeah, absolutely. And great question. Thank you again.
I mean, folks, they brought us here. We don't want this. We didn't do this.
We didn't ask for it.
No.
Like, they brought this to our doorsteps, quite literally.
So the guys are trying to kill you. Andrew in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Kyle Rittenhouse. Go ahead.
I don't think it's a coincidence that anti-ICE, anti-self-defense, Rent-A-Riot, Pick Minnesota. Well, obviously, Floyd overdosed on fentanyl there, and recently also had the Somali fraud stuff. And, I mean, a lot of that funding is like the Soros funding, the also, Neville Singham funding from, he's connected to China too. And I think it's also interesting that the Rent-A-Riot, like, they changed their costume. Like, they changed it, like, quickly from, the Maduro, the pro-Maduro protesters to the now the anti self-defense protesters, but also this is all part of the ongoing conspiracy case that the DOJ is bringing, because everything that they're doing against the country is, like, even going back, that's why they have, like, the statute of limitations doesn't apply to the ongoing conspiracy case, because all their treasonous acts.
Well, that's right. Advances, we're creating a new task force to go after them. You're right. One reason they pick Minnesota is the population's so small, Soros can put in limited money and have a huge bang for his buck. That's one of the reasons we keep seeing this pop up there. Thanks for the call. Comments on that, Kyle Rittenhouse?
It's just crazy to see the world we're in, and absolutely, like, how the left attacks based on us taking out a drug lord trafficker and extraditing him back into the U.S., which is our right, the president's right to do that and bring him back there. Sorry, I was a little off topic there. I was checking a death threat I just got.
It's okay. We're listening to you. Let's take another caller. Matt in Minnesota, only here with Kyle Rittenhouse. Let's go.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good. Go ahead.
So I just want to point out, I do DoorDash, and I see a lot of women locking up the building for, you know, looking out for eyes. And it occurred to me that the feminine energy has been hijacked and basically been flopped over into, like, this toxic man ideology that's just fucking up, excuse me, messing up everything.
Right. It's women have, on average, some have been brainwashed to be cucks of the globalists, and they are good Stockholm Syndrome minions for the New World Order.
Oh, you said it best, Alex. They are 100% doing that. Like, oof. Feminism is insane with what they're doing and bowing the knee, and now they're starting to go out and act like men. Some of these women think they are men.
And then they ram somebody with a car and die.
Yes, they do.
What else you want to say, Matt?
He's right, because that would have kept her ass alive. You know?
Well, you love how arrogant they are right before she dies. Like, F you, I'm gonna get your ass.
Yeah, no, yeah. Their final
words. And of course they hear that and get ready. Like, okay, I'm gonna get you. Okay, well, here we go.
Yeah, no, final words are.
That's like in French when you're about to have a duel with the sword, you go, on guard. They only say, on guard.
That is it.
That means put your dukes up.
Yep. It's insane. You look at all of these, their last words tend to be, before somebody has to defend themselves, are threats of violence and acts of terrorism.
Anything else, Matt?
Yeah, what can, you know, men in across the U.S. do about, you know, the imbalance?
Look, we've gone too far the other way groveling and thinking that's what we're supposed to act like. Most women I know are great and smart and informed, but in general, these weirdo brainwashed women, I wouldn't even talk to them, and I would, when they try to boss you around, they respond, and just stop giving your support to anything leftist. You know, leftists don't want us to come in their restaurants or hotels. Great, please tell us you're leftist. We just have to, like, step back and have nothing to do with them.
Absolutely. You start boycotting these businesses. Don't go and support businesses that sell child porn propaganda, transvestite.
I think it's some, we need to create some movement where you put a 1776 in your window or something. It's simple, like, you know.
Like, I'm a friendly, like, come shop at my store, 1776, or better yet, go to Alex Jones InfoWar, because there's a lot of these healthcare organizations that are pushing all these bad medicines, and that's another way to not support.
Absolutely. Thank you, Matt. I mean, we're in a war, folks. We didn't look for it. It's here. We're actually winning it because a fraction of us are awake and engaged, like Kyle Rittenhouse. Robert in Florida, thanks for holding here on the air. Civil War being engineered. I agree with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first three great callers were really great. I'm actually a transplant from Washington State to Florida. If you did that in Washington State, you'd be on death row right now. I truly believe the Podesta plan is part of the Muslim Brotherhood agenda. We are, if not in a civil war, we're ready to get into the next part of it. All these people are paid to do this. I think, Kyle, you were let off to fuel more of the fire, and I'm glad that you got off. What I see in Florida, it's starting to happen here. I see bumper stickers are the worst things you can do. You put a target on you. I would never fly a 1776 flag in my house, even though I believe in that. I just think that you need to prepare for what's coming, because I think a lot of people understand. They watch movies and they think, oh, it's a movie, but when it really hits the fan, people won't understand how intense it'll actually be.
All right, Robert, I appreciate your call. I'm going to let you go because we're out of time. I'm going to say something right now. Oh, Kyle, your trial was fake. That judge was real. Them trying to rig it against you was real. The truth coming out was real. These people that aren't involved with them, it's always fake. It's never real.
Yeah, okay. I see it all the time. It was a real jury. We vetted the jury. We actually got very lucky on the jury we selected. We had a jury consultant. We had to vet every single juror member. And we had a jury that was brave. We had a jury that was willing to stand with the facts. And
sure, sure. And you defending your life was real. But also, if you're a public figure, okay, whatever. No, all of us showing the American flag, 70, 76, or crosses, whatever. We're the majority. You don't get scared of the left and hide it. I got to walk around all day, which I love. I'm out on shows. I'm only going to get love in liberal Austin. I get mainly love. So I've walked it. The caller's like, don't show who you are. Hide. That's bullshit.
Do not hide. Do not be afraid, because hiding is the only way they win. If you coward and you don't be seen, they will win. They will take over this country. And honestly, we are the majority. They are the loud minority.
And that's like you said, you were taking a hiatus till they killed Kirk. You came back public because of that.
Absolutely.
You were inspired. I'm not really mean to the caller, brother. It's just that I'm every day Alex Jones on the street, okay? So I can tell you the answer is not hiding, okay? You can choose to do that all day if you want. That's a losing strategy. We're out of time. We got Graham, Tim, and No Lock. Let's just jam them real quick. 30 seconds apiece. Graham in Texas, go ahead.
Yes. Hey, Alex. Hey, Kyle. Hey, I wanted to ask, have you guys seen the movie Eddington with Joaquin Phoenix?
I have not.
It's a great movie. You both should watch it. It's right. It takes place during COVID. There's
even my crew, Thomas, told me to watch that a month ago. I'm going to watch it. Eddington. Okay, go ahead.
Great movie. What you'll notice is when they're the mayor, who's pro mandate, pro vaccine. They're trying to bring in a big data center in the town, and of course, Joaquin Phoenix plays the sheriff, who's against that. He eventually starts running for mayor. There's a skirmish between the two. Eventually, something happens to the mayor. But once something happens to the mayor, they send in a sabotage crew in a private jet to make it look like Antifa during the riots, when the riots start kicking off. And it's exactly what would take place, but it's basically all for a data center. And this seems, it was eerily realistic. And I think that, that movie is kind of, it comes a little bit more neutral than, like, say, Civil War or, one war after the other, or one battle after another. This one seems to just kind of show it from an outside perspective, but it's very eerily realistic. And it's
I keep hearing about it. I'm going to watch it tonight if I don't forget again. Graham, call me back. You're an amazing caller. Real fast, Tim in Georgia, go ahead. Kyle Rittenhouse, go ahead.
Good to talk to you, Alex. Hello, Kyle. I think everything that's happening now, including the shooting, is all camouflage for the midterms. Trump said it best the other night. If he doesn't win, he's going to jail and probably his whole family. Everything that's going to happen between now and the midterm election is going to be to keep people's minds off the election and allow them to steal the election like they're so good at. And I thank you for having me talk to you, Alex.
No, I agree. It's an exponential situation. Kyle, closing comments.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely see them bringing mass amounts of violence and fear so people aren't going to the ballot box. But your job as Americans is to get out there and vote. Don't be intimidated. Don't let the fraud win. Don't let them take our elections. We're coming up on our primary season here in Texas. Get out there and vote. Get involved with groups like Texas Gun Rights. Go in, vote, because that is where real change happens. That is where a lot of these people hold power. And if we remove them from office, we take away their power.
I'm sorry to, let's just go to them. 30 seconds. No Lock, Virginia, go hit us.
All right, Alex, real quick. So yesterday you had Stuart Rhodes on. Kyle, awesome that you're here. Trump's instincts are phenomenal. He just doesn't get certain things, and he needs a crash course. He needs to declare the Insurrection Act, and no American patriot should go through what Kyle Rittenhouse did. Unless you are given some type of immunity or something, stay out of these blue cities. Protect our law enforcement. Declare the Insurrection Act. Make an example. This is a color revolution, and Trump still has not uttered those words once yet. That's the answer. American patriots, stay out of these blue cities. Do not respond.
I agree. He needs a national address about the blue cities, the insurrection, the plan, the Podesta plan. Neutralize them. Kyle Rittenhouse, amazing job. Rittenhouse 2A on X, TexasGunRights.org. Great job, brother. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
Amazing. And your wife's amazing. Let me get some baby Rittenhouses.
One day, not yet.
All right.
Let's save this country first.
All right. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.